Welcome to Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Tonight's game is brought to you by Park County REMC, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, FutureX Industries, Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, The Fountain Trust Company, Overpeck Gas in Covington and Marshall, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Valley Pro Construction in Clinton, your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGA stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company and Internet, serving Bloomingdale, Tangier, Rockville, and Coloma, Valley Professionals Community Health Center with 8 locations, including the mobile bus, BJ's Electronics, your local Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, WTHI TV News 10, and by Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville.
Fans, welcome back to Fountain Central High School. It was the Park Heritage Wolves that won the toss. They will defer to the second half, so it's the Mustangs that are going to be receiving tonight. Fountain Central sets up on the north side of the field, so they will be moving from right to left based upon how we are standing here in the press box. They're going to be led tonight by their quarterback, Jake. As you said it, Nathaniel Butts, very, very good player, is their quarterback. He's a 5'10", 165-pound senior, passes, runs, does everything, is a leader that you need to have to, just to show the amount of success that this team has had throughout the year. Throwing 779 yards throughout the season, averaging around 100 yards per game through the year, completing about half his passes, throwing 6 TDs throughout the year. He's also run for just under 700 yards, around 86 yards per game, just around 8 yards per carry. And he has 8 rushing TDs as well. Player that you got to contain, make sure that you keep him in the pocket. So the kick does go deep to Fountain Central. He's going to return it out to the 30. That's number 24 for the Mustangs, Gabe Riley. The tackle is going to be made by number 14, Dawson Porter, for Park Heritage. So the ball will be spotted at the 28-yard line. That's where Fountain Central is going to begin. We'll take that back. There is a flag. Late flag coming in. It is a hold against Fountain Central. So they are going to have that penalty walked off. So that will spot the football now at the 10-yard line.
And that's something to keep in mind here in the game here, Stephen. Ben Link is an excellent kicker. He can change the field position, and Fountain Central did not want that to happen on their first drive here. Deep in their own end, first down, they're featuring a spread offense, empty backfield.
So 3 receivers right, motion to the right. We'll make 4 receivers to the right of Nathaniel Butts. 1 receiver here to the near side. Quarterback alone in the backfield. First play is going to be a pass. It's coming here to the left side. It is going to be an incomplete pass attended for Aaron Barnett, defended by Ben Link. It's a fade route down the sidelines just outside the numbers. Ben Link does a good job, turns around, finds it, deflects the football. First pass for Nathaniel Butts here in this game is going to fall incomplete. It'll bring up 2nd and 10 for the Mustangs.
Yeah, great play call. I like that play call for Fountain Central. They had one-on-one coverage there. He threw the ball deep, but excellent coverage by Ben Link. He did a great job of jamming the guy as he was running with him. Almost had an opportunity to pick off the ball there. Great incomplete. Good job by him defending the taller Barnett.
Well, Ben Link does a tremendous job on defense. He does lead the Wabash River Conference with 4 interceptions. This time it's going to be motion to the left. Player in motion is going to be, I think that's number 14, Brad Eads. We have a lot of precipitation on the window. It's kind of tough to pick up the numbers, but Brad Eads is going to come out to the left side. He's going to be run out of bounds by Jalen Kroll. It's going to be a gain of 9. Bring up 3rd and 1 for Fountain Central. Butts takes it. He's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper. Plenty of space up the middle. He's going to pick up the first down by about 2 yards. So it will be a first down for Fountain Central. Once again, that's a quarterback keeper the whole way. Gives a little fake out to the right on the screen. Keeps it, comes up the middle. Great job blocking up front for Fountain Central. Picks up the first down, the first of the game for the Mustangs.
Both teams here tonight, Stephen, are going to feature a no-huddle offense. calling the plays from the sideline, signaling it in, yelling it in. Here we got four receivers to the wide side of the field. Nathaniel Butts at quarterback. He's dropping back the pass. He throws an incomplete pass, throws the ball away. He got a lot of pressure there on that one, Steven. Good pressure by the Wolves. Number 34, Max Slutz. Did an excellent job pressuring Butts there on that play.
As you said, coming up the middle, Max lives a lot of pressure on the QB, has no time to set his feet. That one just sails out of bounds. There was a receiver in the area, however, not even close to being a completion. He just tried to get that one away before taking the sack. So heads-up play by Butts. It is going to bring up second down and 10 on the incompletion. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Player in motion is number 24. He's going to take the handoff. Hurdles one defender, makes another man miss. He's going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. That's Gabe Riley. Stop on the far side is going to be by Braden Hartman.
On that particular play, it looks like they were trying to run a read power play where they were running a stretch, almost a jet sweep action, but the quarterback was reading the defensive end where he could cut up in the play where they were pulling a guard. It was a give read. Good carry for the running back for Fountain Central on that play.
A lot of pressure this time from Cole Jones going after Butts. Going to run him out of the pocket, and he's going to chase him down. Huge play by Park Heritage. Going to drop him for about an 11-yard loss. Cole Jones got in there from a little linebacker blitz. Put a lot of pressure on Butts and was able to chase him down. Great job sticking with it. So that's going to be a huge stop. Braden Hartman's going to be in there as well. And then a whole pack of other Wolves in there. So that brings up fourth and a lot for Fountain Central. Deep in your own territory, you're going to punt this football away. Give opportunity to Park Heritage for their first offensive possession here in the game. Kick is away. It's going to take a bounce at about the 45-yard line. Nobody's going to touch it. Receivers will just get away. It will be downed by Seth Martin. So ball is going to be spotted at the 48-yard line. And Park Heritage will have the football when we return. Once again, this is our game of the week here on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
What is your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Back to live action. Football is with Park Heritage. First two runs of the series are going to be handoffs to Austin Petrillo. Up the middle the first time, gained about 2 yards. This time gets it again for about another 1 yard gain. So it's going to bring up third down and 7 for Park Heritage. Kind of unique. We haven't seen Austin Petrillo in the backfield a whole lot. Normally he's a threat on the edges as a receiver, but Park Heritage right now going with Logan White in the backfield. Trevor Rapp to his left, two receivers right, two to the left. Assume that it will be a passing down. Logan looking for a screen, but he's not going to get anywhere. That's a huge play by Jake Smith. Jake Smith, obviously, a big component of this Fountain Central defense, leading the team in tackles with 68 on the year, 52 of them coming solo, and 13 tackles for a loss throughout the year for Jake Smith. He is a huge player up front, 6'3", 255 pounds, just a junior. Going to be creating havoc for Fountain Central here for another year at least. And that was a great play by him to run down Logan White.
And very impressive play there too, Steven. He broke through the line of scrimmage. Logan White was scrambling, and he was chasing him and had almost the same agility as him. I've heard Jake Smith as a great offensive lineman and defensive lineman for Fountain Central. He's going to be a force here tonight.
So two offensive series, a punt for each, Fountain Central and Park Heritage. Trevor Rapp with a great punt is going to go down to around the 10-yard line. But we do have another flag. That one was not even attempted to be fielded by Fountain Central. So we'll wait here and see what the signal is going to be. It's down about where the ball was downed. It's where the penalty flag came out. So sideline warning for the Mustangs. So they will take over, and once again, in pretty poor field position, about where they were to start the last series, Jake. They did pick up one first down, but that drive quickly stalls out before they have to punt it over to Park Heritage. So Butts, once again, alone in the backfield. Five receivers. They have motion coming this direction. That's number 14, Brad Eads. He's going to take a handoff. He's going to make one man miss. He gets out into the open, but that's a great tackle by Seth Bollinger. He got to the edge. Park Heritage usually does a very good job of containing that edge. He gets outside, makes a man miss, and Bollinger comes on pursuit, makes that tackle. Otherwise, that's 6 points for Fountain Central. They do pick up a first down on that run. It's a gain of about 12 yards. Four receivers to the right. Man coming in motion. Looks like he's going to be blocking, protecting that edge, and it's going to be a sweep to the right for the quarterback who's going to throw it downfield to Walker Hands. Once again, that's another big pickup. Say it's a gain of 15 yards on the completed pass from Butts to Hands. Once again, offense coming pretty quickly. No huddle set. The players do have wristbands to be able to look at plays for Fountain Central. We see that a lot.
Here, this is a look Fountain Central has featured several times here in the game. They have four receivers going to the left with like a little diamond formation with Barnett back. Look for a screen to him. Their ball is right to him. Good pursuit by the Wolves there on that play. Excellent job by the defense on the edge. Tacking the blockers. But Fountain Central did he pick up 5 yards on the play.
Well, Kerr, Johnson, Simpson, all in on the stop. Trillo in there as well. It's going to be a gain of 4 yards. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. No score here in the ball game. We are under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Butts with the pass is going to complete it to Brad Eads. Brad Eads up the middle. Going to be a huge gain for him. So he's going to catch the ball at about the 40-yard line. He's going to take it all the way down to the 25-yard line of Park Heritage. So we'll say that is a good 35-yard gain. So Fountain Central putting the pressure on the Wolves here early on. And that's going to be Jalen Kerr that ends up making the stop down the field for Park Heritage. Diamond formation again out to the left for the Mustangs. Butts looking downfield over the middle. Pass is underthrown. Good coverage by Kerr. That was just a simple post route by the receiver. Looks like Gabe Riley was the intended receiver, but the ball was well underthrown. Have to assume that maybe some moisture played a hand in that, Jake. Tough to grip a ball when it's as wet as it is out there.
Yeah, the ball is pretty slippery out there, Stephen, with the weather. It's been raining off and on all day today, and tough for the player. Is going to be interesting to see how that's going to affect the game.
Well, Butts rolls out to the right. A lot of pressure coming from Kerr. Makes him miss. He's being pursued by Clay Barker. Clay Barker will run him out of bounds. That looks like it'll be a gain of 11 yards. It's going to be another first down for Fountain Central. The ball is now spotted. See where they get it from running out of bounds. It was on the far side, so kind of tough to tell where it was. It looks like it's going to be just inside the 15-yard line. So Fountain Central threatening here early. Nathaniel Butts looks back to the sideline, waiting for the call. He's going to send Eads in motion. It's going to be a quarterback run up the middle. That's going to be Barker in on the stop. Looks like Bollinger in there as well. That's going to be a gain of about 4 yards for Nathaniel.
Pretty unique play there, Steven. Yes, that was an ISO play for the quarterback. They had trips to the left side. They motioned the inside slot receiver. They blocked out on the defensive end. They just ran an ISO play where that motion receiver went up the field. They have a bunch formation again on the left here.
Same play to the right-hand side. Braden Hartman misses the tackle up the middle, but he is wrestled down by Austin Petrillo. So credit Braden Hartman for getting in there, disrupting the play. Thanks to load him up just enough to allow the defense to pursue. Petrillo finishes off the play. It'll bring up third down and about 5 yards to go. So credit to everybody that has come out tonight to brave the weather. Several umbrellas are out, as we said. The rain continues to fall here at Fountain Central. But for those of you that were not able to make it, we're excited that you've tuned in to 104.9 to listen to the action tonight. Thus far, it's been a good one. Both teams punt in their first series. But Fountain Central has something going here as we're 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Scoreless game. Butts is going to drop back. This is a pass over the middle. Absolutely wide open receiver. I believe that's number 12, Walker Hands. Broke down in coverage in the backfield. Absolutely nobody on him. He was wide open. You're not going to have an easier catch than that one. But credit the scheme from Fountain Central. They are able to score first. They take the 6-0 advantage with 4:06 to go here in the first quarter.
Great play call there by Coach for Fountain Central. They were in a double tight, almost a wing T formation backfield. They had a play action fake, and the receiver came across the field, wide open for the score. The kick is good. 7-0.
Trinidad Hernandez comes in. As Jake said, PAT is good. So Fountain Central, early 7-0 lead here in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football Action here on 104.9 WAXI.
There's a beef stampede this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on T-bone and porterhouse steaks, ground beef, stew meat, round roast, chuck roast, New York steaks, and more. Pick up a Dole garden salad or coleslaw for a side. Check out more in the weekly flyer this week and every week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Fountain Central. Trinidad Hernandez kicks the ball off to Park Heritage following the Fountain Central scoring drive. Jake, it goes 90 yards. That's the seventh touchdown pass by Nathaniel Butts on the season. Completes it to Walker Hands, who, though he is the second leading receiver on this team, has not caught a touchdown pass until that one. It's his first of the year. As we said, Fountain Central early 7-0 lead here in the ball game. That's a short kick. So Park Heritage takes over possession on the 39-yard line. Certainly going to look for something to get going here. Your first drive stalls out on a three and out. So definitely want to make sure that the offense is able to pick up a little more momentum and a little more steam here. It's a good place to start if you hand it off to Trevor Rapp, but Fountain Central was ready. They're going to drop him for a loss. So it'll be a loss of a yard. Jake Smith in on the stop as well as Kyle Desarn. Make the play in the backfield. So that play tries to run right at Jake Smith. Does a great job shedding off blockers, getting in there, creating the play. Two backs in a three-point stance, one behind Logan White. Logan's going to step back, and he's going to throw it down the field, and that is a dangerous pass that falls incomplete. Gets a lot of pressure up the middle. Logan throws that ball off of his back foot. It's going to be an intended receiver of, I believe, Jalen Kroll. But having to throw it off his back foot, it was well underthrown. Great coverage that time for Fountain Central's Gabe Riley. He does have the ball in his hands, but it falls incomplete harmlessly at the end. Still, it's a 3rd-and-11 for Park Heritage. And it looks like it's going to be a timeout called by the Wolves. They're going to discuss it. So we'll take a break as well. When we come back, we'll continue the drive for Park Heritage here on 104.9 WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
The offense for Park Heritage trots back out onto the field. It's going to be a shotgun formation for Logan White. Short pass out to the left. It's going to be completed. He's going to pick up about 9 yards on the play. It's Noble Johnson on the reception, but he's still going to be about 3 yards short of the first down marker. Noble Johnson, leading receiver for Park Heritage on the year. 576 yards receiving, averaging around 72 a game. Does lead the team in touchdowns scored through the air with 8 as well. Looks like Park Heritage is going to go for it, at least try to draw them off sides here. Logan White's alone in the backfield, 2 receivers to the left, 3 to the right. As we've said, just about 3 yards to go. The ball is spotted at the 46-yard line, so it's still in Park Heritage territory. Big call here by Coach Moore. Seems to be a little bit of confusion, and they're going to have to use another timeout to talk about it. So, Jake, we're going to keep it here this time, but obviously that shows the gravity of this play. Coach Moore willing to burn another timeout here early on, still just in the first quarter, 2.5 to go. Already Park Heritage has used 2 timeouts.
One of the things I see right here, Stephen, is Coach Moore, I think, senses the momentum has shifted strongly to Fountain Central. Fountain Central is controlling the line of scrimmage up front. The game plan coming in for Coach Moore was to run the football. They ran it on the three plays in the first drive. This drive, they ran it one time, and he's thrown a couple quick passes. One actually was a long pass. So I think he's thinking about trying to change the momentum here and maybe possibly go for it. It could be a risky call with the ball in the middle of the field, but we'll see what he does.
So we'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Ron Construction on State Road 59 north of Belmore, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, at WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI coverage you can count on. Logan White does take the snap. It's a quick pass out to the left. It completes to Austin Petrillo. He's going to have the first down. So big conversion for Park Heritage on fourth down. He's going to be tackled by Aaron Barnett. So credit Coach Moore. A lot of confidence and trust in this offense. I think you like to see that if you are a player. You know, trust us. This is a big play. Knows that we can make this happen. I think that's got to do a lot for your confidence, and a big sigh of relief I feel coming from that coaching staff of Park Heritage to see that conversion. Trevor Rapp goes in motion. It's going to be a little flip to him, but he fumbles it. It looks like it is going to be recovered by Fountain Central. And it is going to be an incomplete pass because it was a flip rather than a handoff. It was a forward flip, making that a pass. So it does fall incomplete. We do have a rules expert next to us, fortunately.
So on that last play, we had a motion. Trevor Rapp was motioning through the backfield. Looked like they were in a jet sweep. And instead of the timing looked a little bit off. And so Logan White was trying to hand him the ball, but he flipped it at the last minute. With that wet football, Trevor had a difficult time catching onto it. Ball hit the ground. Appeared to be a fumble, but the referee calls an incomplete pass here. So we've got another timeout by Park Heritage, Stephen. That's their third. So we'll see what Coach Moore is going to talk about. Seems like a lot of action and thinking going on his side of the field.
Well, as we said, Greg sitting next to us is a part of the officials' crew here tonight, so he was the one that shared with us that it was an incomplete pass. Really glad to have his knowledge up here. If we have any questions later on, we'll know who to turn to. But you're seeing that a lot, and obviously, you know, it's a stat stuffer. You know, it's a 1 foot little flip to somebody in front of you. Very high percentage of completion. It's just like a run, but it will go down as a completed pass if you convert it, or in that case, will be an incomplete pass. So let's take a few more of our sponsors while we are here. There is a minute 53 to go in the first quarter. Fountain Central leads 7-0. We want to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company with 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA and the Jackson family of dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. So we have 2nd and 10 for Park Heritage. They do convert on 4th down just a few plays ago to keep this drive alive. The ball is spotted at the 47-yard line of Fountain Central. Logan White, quarterback for Park Heritage, leads the conference in passing handily. We'll talk about some of those stats a little bit later on. He gets a lot of pressure up the middle from Jake Smith once again. Logan shows some agility, makes one man miss, makes two miss, but then it's just too much after that. A lot of Mustangs coming in to converge on the quarterback to make the play. At the end, it's going to be a loss of 3 yards, but Logan White had to work an awful lot just to get a 3-yard loss. It could have been a loss of about 7 or 8 yards with the pressure from Jake Smith.
Yeah, Jake Smith is controlling the game up front. I mean, they're moving him around quite a bit. He's moving from left defense end to right defense end. He is creating a lot of havoc up front for the Park Heritage Wolves. I think that Coach Moore is very aware of where his presence is, and is going to have to make some adjustments possibly to double-team him because he's been a handful so far this game.
Trevor Rapp lining up next to White. White takes a snap. It's going to be a pass. Completes it. No, pass is dropped. Wide open, Noble Johnson over the middle of the field. Pass is going to fall incomplete. Once again, weather wreaking havoc on the players tonight. As typically, that's a very easy catch. It's going to bring up 4th down, 4th and 13. And they're not going to try to convert this 4th down. Trevor Rapp is going to drop deep into punt formation to get this kick away for Fountain Central. That looks like it's Aaron Barnett. Deep to receive. Clock is at 1:02 with the incomplete pass. It is stopped. A late substitution for Park Heritage. Snap is a little high. Rapp brings it down. It's a quick kick, but it's blocked. It's going to be picked up. Nope, it's going to be kicked. And kicked again all the way down to about the 20-yard line. But Austin Petrillo is going to get his hands on the football. We're still going. And he is going to run all the way downfield. And I believe, Jake, he is going to take it to the house.
Wow.
He's at the 20. He's at the 10. And he crosses the end zone. There's a flag on the play. So the punt is blocked. Two Mustangs try to pick up the football. Can't do so. Ends up in the hands of Austin Petrillo. And he's going to take it about 80 yards. To the house. I don't see a whole lot of excitement on the field, so I can imagine this play's probably not going to stand.
Well, it looks like we have a block in the back here, Steven. We have two flags on the play. In a situation like that where people are running around, a great play by Petrillo. I've seen this several times from him this season. He can create plays and ad lib out there on his own. And great effort by Fountain Central to block the punt. Looked like it was recovered. The ball was fumbling around. Kept on going backwards. It probably went backwards at 20 yards, kicking around, and Petrillo caught it at the 20. Ran all the way across the field from the short side of the field. Got a couple blocks, made a couple good cuts, and went to the house, but it's going to be called back here due to a block in the back penalty. We got a couple calls going on here. Looks like a personal foul
against Fountain Central. They're going to have to talk about it and sort it out. Jake, it's an incredible play, one that I certainly wish words could describe well enough. It is very, very bizarre, but the snap was high, and that created a lot of pressure for Trevor Rapp to get that ball down and try to kick it. Doesn't get that done. So, obviously, Coach Hall for Fountain Central very displeased with what he's hearing. Umpire continuing to have a discussion with him.
You know, Stephen, the image that was coming to my mind on that play was in the college football, I think it was last season or the season before, where that ball kept on getting kicked backwards and backwards, and someone was just going to cover the ball. But Austin Matrillo did that, and he made a spectacular run. And
Well, truthfully, I thought the ball was recovered twice. I thought somebody from Fountain Central had jumped on it, and then out of nowhere, see Austin Petrillo running with the football. So he is a playmaker through and through. There's no doubt about it. So we also have a personal foul call against Park Heritage. So we're going to wait. We're going to let them continue to sort this out. But, you know, some of the things that we see Logan White able to do, we've talked about him a lot. We have a break here, so really want to give him credit. You know, Logan's thrown for 1,932 yards on the season. That's 600 yards more than the number two quarterback in 1A. So he's leading by a considerable margin over that individual. He's thrown fewer interceptions than anybody in the top 20 in 1A football, but he's also thrown the double the amount of TDs of any other player in 1A. So to take care of the football like he does, to be as accurate as he is, and to be the leading quarterback in pass yards by 600 yards is, I mean, it's just absolutely a phenomenal stat. A lot of credit to him, to the schemes of Coach Moore, to the receivers that he's throwing to. But we've seen a lot of maturity and a lot of growth out of that young man, and it's been great to see him, how he's performing here at Park Heritage. The officials are continuing to discuss and work it out, and I completely understand it. That's an interesting play. I'm glad it's them trying to sort through all of that. Let's take a few more sponsors. We'll thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, as well as the Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. So once again, they signal a personal foul against Park Heritage. So they're going to march the football back to the 36-yard line.
And it's going to be a replay of the down, I believe, Stephen. They're going to have to repunt.
So after all that, they will replay fourth down. It's fourth and
about 20.
Yeah. About 20.
Yes, we had offsetting penalties there. We had two personal fouls on the play. They both offset. You got to replay the down on offsetting penalties. So we'll see what happens here. If we get I know Coach Moore's want to have some clean protection up front.
A much better snap. Punt is away cleanly this time. It's going to be a fair catch called by Nathaniel Butts. He will make the play, and that's where Fountain Central will start. Looks like it will be on the 28-yard line for the Mustangs. So they lead here early, 7-0. There is 33.3 seconds to go on the clock. Fountain Central scores on that last series. Looking to score here again and take a two-score advantage. It would be a huge, huge deal for the Mustangs if they were able to do so. Thus far, Park Heritage offense has been a little stagnant, a little stale. Typically, things that we don't see, such as drop passes and a lot of pressure coming on Logan White, we've seen tonight from Fountain Central. This time, Butts is going to roll out to the right. Great job sealing the edge by Eads. The pass is going to be completed. That's Jalen Kerr on the coverage. He's going to make the tackle after the complete pass to Walker Hands. That's going to be a first down, pick up of 14 yards for the Mustangs. Jake has a scoring update coming to us on our Future X Industry scoreboard. Jake, if you want to go ahead and share.
Yeah, North Vermillion leads Seeger after the first quarter, 20-6. 26 after the first quarter. I'd like to thank our pal Brennan Cobb for that update.
Brennan Cobb, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate your help. Obviously, that is a big game once again. If Seeger was able to knock off knock off North Vermillion, it would certainly help Park Heritage, but we don't anticipate that that will be the issue tonight. North Vermillion, an awfully good team. Butts is going to take the snap. He's going to go up the middle. Looks like it's going to be about a 6-yard gain. We do have another penalty. That time it's going to be a hold against Fountain Central, so negate the run from Nathaniel Butts. Well, Jake, early on we have quite a few flags coming. You know, at this point of the year, you anticipate some of those things are going to be cleaned up, but nonetheless, it's impacted both teams so far here in this game.
Yeah, but both teams are competing very hard. So when you have two teams competing really hard, trying to fight tooth and nail, you're going to have some of those. And as the end of the first quarter here, Stephen, we have a 7-0 ball game. Fountain Central ahead of the Wolves.
Fountain Central with the lead after the penalty. It's going to be a walk-off from the spot of the foul. So it will be a second and 15 for Fountain Central when we come back. We'll continue action here on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Back to live action. I had it right the first time. It was first and 15 for Fountain Central. Butts is going to keep the ball. He was dropping back to pass. He gets ran out of the pocket by Max Sliz, but it's going to be a positive gain for Butts. So the play breaks down the field. Butts makes something out of nothing. And that is going to be a gain of 12 yards. We'll bring up second down and 3 for Fountain Central. So we have some scoring updates as well that we want to bring to you. Columbus North leads the Braves of Terre Haute South 13-0 in the first quarter. Brebeuf Jesuit with a 14-0 lead over Terre Haute North. Brown County leads West Vigo 12-7, all on our FutureX Industries scoreboard. Well, Fountain Central runs once again out to the left. Very short gain, of about a yard. So it'll bring up third down and a very manageable 2 yards for the Mustangs. Jalen Kerr in on the stop. And Seth Bollinger as well. Those two have had a very active game so far. Quarterback under center. Going to take it. Will be a handoff to the to the fullback. I say it's a fullback, but that's number 73, Jake Smith, taking the handoff. Once again, we've said, big player. 6'3", 255 pounds, gets the initial handoff. Quick just dive right down the middle to your fullback, and he's going to pick up the necessary yardage, pick up a first down for Fountain Central.
One of the things that Fountain Central is playing with is a lot of pace. They're getting plays in and out. People are getting on the field. They're moving, and giving Park Heritage a lot of different looks so far this first half.
He's in motion. He's going to fake the handoff, but that's, I think, a broken play. Or that's a misread by Butts on the option. He hangs on to it, and he's going to get swallowed up. That's Cole Jones in there, Clay Barker, as well as Braden Hartman. Curtis Stoltz comes into the play as well. So great coverage that time by the defense of Park Heritage. Butts goes to hand it off to Eads, but decides to hang on to it. Once again, I think that's a wrong read, or that's a broken play. Park Heritage is going to get penalized here for jumping off sides. So credit Fountain Central with a hard count. It's going to be a 5-yard walk-off. We'll bring up second down. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Jake, we'd like to thank Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Interpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Thank you so much for your sponsorship of high school football. Butts keeps it again, this time up the middle, makes a man miss. Kerr with the initial hit. Barker coming in to clean him off, but that's a 10-yard gain. We'll see where they mark it. If they decide to give him the first down, it's right there at the line of gain.
Butts does an excellent job. They've been how Fountain Central is playing this game on the running attack. They've been doing a lot of different things. When they go empty, they're sending a guy in motion. Butts rides the guy. Reads the defensive end, and he's been carrying the ball up the middle. Same action here, but he's dropping back to pass. He's scrambling around here, Steven. Let's see what he's going to do.
So he does get outside. Originally ran out of the pocket by number 52, Christian Young. That's going to be Braden Hartman, though, finishing off the play. So Christian Young will force him to this near side. Braden Hartman, unfortunately, though, I believe is going to be penalized for a horse collar tackle. Great effort from him. That's a lot of strength coming from Nathaniel Butts. So fights off the stiff arm, but unfortunately that is going to be a penalty on Park Heritage. And it's going to move the ball even further into Park Heritage territory. They will spot it at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for Fountain Central. Mustangs threatening here once again. 9:45 to go in half number one. Fountain Central 7, Park Heritage 0. Motion. Butts fakes to the left. Comes back to the right. That's a great play from Clay Barker. He fights off a block from Brad Eads. Going to shed him, get to the outside, make sure that he's contained inside that pocket, and he's going to make the play as well. So Clay Barker, one of the leading tacklers on this team for Park Heritage, makes the tackle. So Barker with 47 tackles on the season. 23 of those are solo. He's going to get his 24th on that play. Handoff this time. Coming to the near side. Gets outside. Good lead blocking for Gabe Riley. Riley turns it upfield after planting that foot hard into the ground. Reads those blocks. Goes off the butt of the defender to pick up 4 yards. It'll be third down and 5. So it's a good consistent play. Brings up third and 5 yards. Very manageable here for Fountain Central. Butts alone in the backfield. We have the diamond formation out to the left with 4 receivers. By himself over here to the near side is Aaron Barnett, defended one-on-one by Austin Petrillo. Looks like they're going to go for the fade up to Barnett, and it is completed. Perfect throw outside shoulder. Barnett goes up. He is the taller player. He's going to make it over Austin Petrillo, and that's going to be another Mustang touchdown. Whenever you see a player this close to the red zone, close to the end zone, you always have to wonder if that fade's coming. Seth Barnett, 6'3", going up on Austin Petrillo, 5'9". Distinctive height advantage, but that's a perfect throw coming from Nathaniel Butts.
Yeah, excellent throw there by Butts. He threw it where only Barnett could catch the ball. Petrillo had great defense, great positioning, just an excellent throw to the corner, the pylon here, the front corner. Barnett jumped up to get the ball. Only he could catch it. Touchdown, Fountain Central.
Absolutely. You got to credit Petrillo. He was where he needed to be. Did everything he could have. That's just a great thrown ball and great execution from Fountain Central. So 13-0 is the score right now. Mustangs with the lead. They're going to line up for the point after attempt, but I believe there was an encroachment call against the Wolves. So that's going to move it closer to the end zone. And Fountain Central has elected to go for the two-point conversion. Quarterback under center. He's going to hand that ball off. Really, no pressure coming that time. Number 14, Brad Eads, takes the football in. Two-point conversion is good. Just a simple handoff once again, a dive up the right-hand side. That's going to give Fountain Central a 15-0 lead here. 8:21 to go in the first quarter. Come back for more action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, social security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with 2 offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Welcome back. Hernandez once again to kick off for Fountain Central. It's going to be a quick squib kick down the sidelines. Park Heritage has a difficult time fielding it. Fountain Central is in the area. We'll wait to see for the signal. But it is going to be Park Heritage who recovers the football. Can't pick it up who it was that ended up with the football. Big scrum of bodies over there. Park Heritage very fortunate, Jake, that time to come away with the football.
Yes, they were. The ball was rumbling around. Wet field, wet ball. You never know what's going to happen. It was difficult to pick up. It was a scrum for it. Park Heritage has it, has good field position here. Very interested to see what Coach Moore is going to try here on the offensive side to get this team back on track. He's got the whole team almost huddled up by him. He's discussing about what he wants. He's already used his three timeouts here. Play clock's winding down to 14. I think what he's going to try to do is go back to the quick passing game to get the ball out to Noble Johnson and his receivers. But he's in a diamond formation here. He's handing the ball off to Clay Barker. It was a fake by White. Good fake. But what a penetration by Fountain Central. They are controlling the line of scrimmage tonight. He was tackled by a host of Mustangs.
Jake, I was with you. I thought the football was in the hands of Clay Barker all the way out here to the left-hand side, but Logan White does keep it. Unfortunately, he does not get anything on that left-hand side running right at the strength of that defense over there on the far side. It's a three-yard loss for Logan White on the run. This time it's going to go back to shotgun set. Trevor Rapp to his left. It's a low pass to Noble Johnson. His knees are on the ground. That's going to be an incomplete pass anyway. So it's that quick pass you talked about. And that really is what set up the success for for Park Heritage throughout the season. Those quick passes out here to the edge, the quick slants. Defenders start to bite on that, think they can come up and make a play, and that's when they beat you deep. But thus far, even the short passes for Park Heritage have all been for naught. I'm not sure what we're looking at right now in terms of completions for Logan, but there's not been anything easy coming his way tonight.
No, Park Harris has struggled throwing the ball. They've only thrown it five times. He's completed two passes. Just a difficult time throwing it. He's got a man open here. Oh, incomplete. Oh, did he catch it?
So that is going to be a pass down the right hash, intended for Trevor Rapp. Trevor Rapp gets the ball in his hand. It's deflected out, pops up into the air, comes back down into his hands. But then that's deflected out of there by the defender from Fountain Central. It's a perfectly thrown football from Logan White. Thought Trevor Rapp was going to be able to make a play on it. Would have been a first down easily. I believe that was Butts that gets in there for the deflection. He had a receiver wide open here on the flats to the left-hand side. But that's a good read for Logan once again. Player is there. They left, though, Austin Petrillo wide open here on the left side as well. Butts this time is going to field the punt. Once again, it is going to be a fair catch made. So Fountain Central takes over. It's the third punt of the football game for Park Heritage. Once again, your score is 15-0 advantage Mustangs, 7:28 to go here in the first quarter of play. Update you again on our FutureX Industries scoreboard. Brebeuf continues to lead Terre Haute North 14-0. Columbus North 13-0 advantage over Terre Haute South. Providence with an early 7-0 lead over Linton Stockton. No shock there. Providence 6-2 having a very, very good year. North Vermilion 20-6 advantage over Seeger. And 21-0 Covington leads Riverton Park. And Brown County also with a 12-7 lead over West Vigo. We'd like to thank as well BG's Electronics, your Viasat, authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas, as well as FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Fountain Central's going to have possession here. Butts in the backfield. Takes the snap. It's going to be a quick slant. Airmailed, though, to his intended receiver. That was about 10 feet over the head of Walker Hands on the quick slant. That's Ben Link over there in coverage. So missed the first play. It was a negative play for Fountain Central. It was a loss of 5 yards for them. That now brings up third down and 15 for the Mustangs. So huge third down stop here intended for Park Heritage. You've got to assume it's going to be a passing play. I don't think there's any other way that you can look at it unless they play it safe and try to run a quick draw or quarterback keeper. Butts rolls out to the left. Good a lot play. Of pressure off this edge.
Great
from
play.
Curtis Stoltz. Cannot get out of the pocket. Stoltz brings him down on the sack. That's huge, absolutely huge for Park Heritage. It's going to be a big loss. It's going to drive them deeper into their own territory. That's certainly going to do a whole lot to flip field position. Right now, Austin Petrillo deep to receive the punt, standing at about the 50-yard line.
That was a huge play there by, was it Stoltz?
That was Stoltz.
He was playing the right defensive end position. He was almost got double teamed. He slid that double team and just got Butts. Great sack by him. going to give Park Hatters excellent field position here.
A very risky reception for Trevor Rapp. Takes it despite the crowd that's around him. He fakes the handoff to Petrillo. Petrillo is not going to take it, though. Rapp will keep it. Rapp shakes off one defender. He gets down the sideline. He is down to the 35. Takes a huge hit on the sideline. Helmet comes off. And I believe he is still down on the field. That's a great play from Trevor Rapp. As we said, a lot of courage to be able to field that ball in coverage. Looks to hand it off to Petrillo on the fake. Defense bites. He gets out on the edge. And Trevor Rapp gets down the sideline and is going to give Park Heritage their best starting field position. But he is still down on the field being attended to by the trainer. So, Jake, let's go ahead and we'll step aside for a quick break here. When we return, we will look at Park Heritage's drive once again. Mustangs lead 15-0, 6:18 to go here in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Well, welcome back to Fountain Central. Trevor Rapp does make his way over to the Park Heritage sideline. For the most part, under his own power, but walking a little bit gingerly. With that hit, though, here on the sidelines, though, it is going to be a penalty against Fountain Central. They're going to call them for helmet-to-helmet contact, so it will move the football down to the 15-yard line. Undoubtedly the best starting field position for Park Heritage. They really have something going here, Jake. With 6:18 to go in the first half, could be a big momentum swing if they can cut this lead in half for Fountain Central. It's going to be a completed pass to Seth Bollinger, but he goes nowhere. Once again, that's that little flick. So because it's a flip to Bollinger, it's going to be counted as a completed pass. But he's going to be stopped on the edge. It's going to be a loss of 10 yards, so bring up second and 20. Park Heritage going the wrong way here when you have such good starting field position.
Yeah, Park Harris had an excellent field position, but Jake Smith is all over the field. He is on the wide side of the field, the defensive end. That's where they're placing him right now. He's just been manhandling up front the offensive line for Park Heritage. He came off that block and caused Bollinger to lose about 11 yards on the play.
Well, this time it's going to be a handoff up the middle from Logan White. Will be put into the hands of Bollinger again. Bollinger obviously taking the place of Trevor Rapp here after he sustained the injury. So it's going to be a short gain, maybe a yard. Brings up third and 19. Logan White with a hard count, trying to draw him off sides, does not do so. Looks back to the sidelines for a change of play. Coach Moore going to provide the audible. Logan White, two steps back, gets a lot of pressure off the edge, has to step up into the pocket, tries to get outside. He's not going to be able to. Credit 54, Kyle Desarn, for the initial pressure, and he's going to be dropped on the edge. And once again, it's going to be a minimal gain, so it'll be fourth down and about 18. Well, the ball now is at the 23-yard line. You have fourth down. Obviously, you're going for it here. What type of play do you try to draw up here, Jake, to get you back down? You have to get down to the 5-yard line if you're looking to pick up the first down.
What I would try to do on this play is I try to isolate a receiver. I think Coach Moore is doing that now. He's got trips to the wide side of the field. He's got Noble Johnson one-on-one. White's looking to throw the ball deep.
Yep, they fake the short screen. Deep going down the sideline. That's good coverage, though. So you have Jalen Kroll steps back, faking a little screen to the right-hand side. He puts the ball on the money to Ben Link in the corner of the end zone. That's very strong coverage from Gabe Riley. Gets his hand in there, deflects the pass. It's going to fall incomplete. Park Heritage is going to turn it over on downs. Mustangs will take over first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
That was a big, big stop there. Ben Link was running down the field. You could see his wheel route going to be wide open. White threw the ball right on the money, just a little underthrown. Hit the top of the helmet of Fountain Central defender. Ball got knocked out of bounds. First down, Fountain Central, with 4 minutes here left to go in the second quarter.
I'd like to thank Valley Professionals Community Health Centers with 8 locations, including the Mobile Bus, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, and Wallace Law Offices in Clinton and Covington. Thank you so much for your sponsorship of high school football. So Cole Jones is going to come up, make the stop on the run. He's going to drop him for a one-yard loss. That brings up second and 11. We are down under 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
Cole Jones has been an excellent job on this past two defensive series. He had great pressure on Butts earlier, causing him to throw an incomplete pass, and did a good job of blowing that play. Great job by the undersized Cole Jones.
Cole Jones, second leading tackler on the team. He's gotten 80 throughout his tenure of this season. We have an incomplete pass this time from Butts. Intended receiver was going to be Walker Hands. So it brings up third and 11. Park Heritage, an opportunity here to get a big stop, Jake. Once again, ball is in Fountain Central territory. It's on the 23-yard line. Excuse me, it's back to the 22-yard line. With the incomplete pass, it's going to stop the clock. 3:17 to go. Butts isolated in the backfield. Motion. Handoff this time. Correction. Quarterback keeps it. Cole Jones, Clay Barker in on another stop. It's a very, very minimal gain for Butts. Gets him back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and 10 for Fountain Central.
Excellent job by Cole Jones there. He was playing the right. He was on the right defensive side. Butts was running to the opposite side of the field. They ran that jet sweep, fake action, power play. Cole Jones did an excellent job of coming off a double team block, scraping over the top, making the tackle at the line of scrimmage. Excellent, excellent game here so far by Cole Jones for the Wolves.
Well, he's very, very solid. He's a strong man. He's definitely not going to be the tallest backer that you're going to see, but he's incredibly cerebral. He's so smart. Reads his keys incredibly well. Cole Jones is a player that has had a tremendous season for Park Heritage. Definitely was one of the leaders of that defense for Turkey Run as well. Well, Fountain Central is going to call a timeout. So we'll step aside as well. We've got a great one going here. Fountain Central leads 15-0, 2:31 to go in the first half. Come back, we'll close things out here in the first half of action on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Fans, welcome back to Fountain Central High School. Jake Smith gets off about a 52-yard punt. We'll roll down to around the 36-yard line, 37-yard line for Park Heritage. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to the game of the week. This year home for classic hits for four decades, 104.9 WXI in Rockville and Clinton, a DLC media station. We certainly appreciate having you tune in as we said, it's a terrific game going on tonight. We knew it would be. These two teams, as we said, 6-2 on the year. Park Heritage, slight advantage in the statistics coming from a conference category, I guess. You know, within the conference, we said that Fountain Central was at 4-2. Park Heritage, 5-1. 2-3 in the conference, respectively. Logan White, once again, has an opportunity to take over offense for Park Heritage. Petrillo behind him is going to be handed off to Austin. Shakes off one tackler. He's not going to get anything, though. So, once again, credit to Zarn. He's in there, makes the initial contact, misses the tackle, but everybody else in blue and gold is there to wrap him up. Will be a short gain. We'll say yard and a half. We'll give him 2nd and 8. Like to invite you to stay tuned for our halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Jake, we're going to take a look at the stats from this game, talk about this one a little bit, but we got to get to sectional coverage. Obviously, that starts next week. Incredibly excited about postseason play. So we'll take a look at the draws, who we've got in the area, what the team's chances look like of being able to move on. Some good draws for our local area teams. We do have a penalty on the play. That was a run up the middle, but they're going to call the second time a helmet-to-helmet contact call against Fountain Central.
So on that last play, they Park Heritage ran it was a middle screen. He threw to Clay Barker. Set up pretty well. We got pressure from the outside. They threw the ball right to him, and Jake Smith was coming, make a tackle. Right on collision, tough call. Didn't know either way, but that helps out the Wolves tremendously there. Personal foul penalty, 1st down and 10 at the 45-yard line.
Well, after the 15-yard walk-off, it does give a 1st down to Park Heritage. Jalen Kroll with the reception on the edge. Dezarn on the edge. Dezarn reads it well. He gets out there. It's going to be a gain of about 1 yard. They're going to give him forward momentum before they blow the whistle dead. So once again, that short pass, really trying to get your athletes out on the edge, trying to get some blockers. But the defensive end, Reddit, goes out and makes the play. Pick up pace for Fountain Central once again. They fake it to the edge. Logan White has to scramble. A lot of pressure up the middle. Just cannot find anything. Fountain Central continues to put pressure on the quarterback. He cannot set his feet like we've become so accustomed to seeing. And really, that was the big issue with Fountain Central, or excuse me, with Park Heritage against North Vermilion. Finally started to see pressure getting to Logan. You had somebody at his feet all the time, pressure in his face, not able to step into his throws. And that led to a little bit of inaccuracy against North Vermilion. But tonight, very intelligently, he's just pulling the football down, trying to make something out of nothing. But the line hopefully will provide him with a little bit more time here. Let Logan do his thing, slinging the ball all over the field. That's what he's good at. Logan passed downfield. This time it is intended for Austin Petrillo. It's going to be deflected and knocked down by Brad Eads. Excuse me, that's Gabe Riley. You have four receivers on streaks that time. All four receivers, two on the right, two on the left, streaking down the field. Riley comes up. He's going to make a deflection on the play. That's going to bring up 4th down and 8 yards to go for Park Heritage. The ball rests at the 56-yard line. 56-yard line? Is that an actual thing? 46-yard line. We've extended the field here at Park Heritage for their offense, apparently. Not on the 56-yard line. It's on the 46-yard line, so Logan will get the quick kick away. It's going to get a great bounce down inside of the 10-yard line. It'll be downed right there by Jalen Kroll at the 9. So we'll pin Fountain Central deep. They're going to have to go the distance of the field if they would like to add to their lead here in the first half. Once again, they are up 15-0. And obviously with the clock down under a minute, you would assume that they'll play it safe here. I don't think you're going to try to make something happen, but we've assumed wrong before. So once again, stay tuned. We're coming up on our halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton.
Score update here. North Vermilion leads Seager 40-6 in the 2nd quarter.
40-6 advantage for the Falcons over Seager, and they will take a knee, and that's going to run out the clock, not going to have to run another play. So it will take us to halftime. Fountain Central leads 15-0. Very well played half by the Mustangs, both offensively but particularly defensively. They do have the lead here in this ballgame. As we said, we will return. We'll have our halftime show. We'll talk through stats. We'll talk through this ballgame, and we will talk sectionals for football when we return here on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
What has your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Welcome back to Fountain Central High School football fans. This is our game of the week on 104.9 WAXI. Park Heritage paying visit to the Mustangs of Fountain Central. Both teams at 6-2. Park Heritage 17th in 1A football. Fountain Central number 15. Both of these teams very successful seasons, but right now it's Fountain Central with the advantage 15-0. Their first scoring drive had to come after possessions. You know, they had to punt on the first, but they go 90 yards, ends with a touchdown pass from Butts to Walker Hands. Wide open in the end zone, once again, talking about the breakdown that we saw in the defense. And then one came later on. It was a 16-yard touchdown pass from Butts to Barnett in the corner of the end zone. Very well-thrown football. Fountain Central's had the ability to move the football in this game, Jake. We haven't really, you know, seen too many of their drives stall initially. Their first punt was probably the worst drive of theirs that we've seen in this game. But thus far, Park Heritage really just cannot find anything, cannot find any traction whatsoever on the offensive side of the football. You'll talk stats here in a little bit. But this is a team that puts up points in bunches. We talked about them averaging around 40 a game. They're held scoreless so far, so you really have to be respectful of Fountain Central. It's so ironic and so funny that we talked about it in our pregame show that this Fountain Central team seems a little bit different. You know, it's not a team that necessarily struck fear in the hearts of the conference the way that they normally have. But from what I've seen so far, and this is the first time that we've had a chance to see them, this is probably as physical a team as we've seen all season long.
I would agree with that. Fountain Central has some size up front. They outsize Park Heritage on the offensive and defensive line, and that is showing here in this football game. They have controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. One of the things that Fountain Central is doing on the offensive side that's giving them a lot of success is they are formationing the Park Heritage Wolves. They're putting Park Heritage in a situation where the defense has been on its heels and they cannot bring pressure. That's been the success of Park Heritage on the defensive side of the ball, is the pressure they've been building, the different blitz schemes and things. And Park Heritage has not been able to do that this game, mostly because of the formations Fountain Central has thrown at them and the pace that Fountain Central has been playing. For the Wolves on the offensive side, Fountain Central is running a 3-3 stack. They have six guys in the box. What that means is they have three down defensive linemen, three linebackers, and they have five secondary people. And at any point in time, they've been blitzing some of the inside linebackers, giving them different looks up front, and as well as having coverage where they bracket the coverage, which means they try to keep everything up front. But the pressure has been so intense up front for the Wolves due to the big offense, due to the big defensive line play for Fountain Central. That's why we have the score we have, 15-0. But I know Coach Moore will have some plans here in the second half.
Well, really, we've seen a defense from Fountain Central that has finally been able to figure it out. Jim, Jake, myself have talked about it from the beginning of the year. Park Heritage just can beat you in so many different ways, and we have not been able to figure out how you can, you know, kind of pick your poison, I guess. You know, are you going to stop the run, or are you going to focus on all the weapons they have out on the edge? And finally, we've been able to see a team that really seems to have an answer to that. And so really credit, I think, probably the research that the coaching staff has done, you know, talking to other coaches in the conference, looking at film. It's one of the big components of game planning is trying to figure out how to slow down the other team's offense. And truly, we didn't know if there was an answer to it. But as we get into sectional play, this is going to be a film, I think, that's coveted by a lot of teams as they get ready to prepare for Park Heritage, because Fountain Central has really been able to do that. Now, the ability to execute is entirely different. You can game plan and you can have the right plan in place, but Fountain Central also has the players in place that have gone out and been able to do that. As you see, their secondary, terrific coverage. There hasn't been an open receiver except for Noble Johnson, I think, across the middle, dropping a pass early on in the football game. But they're not leaving receivers open. And, you know, Logan's just not having the time that he's typically used to as well. So their front's getting pressure. The secondary is covering, and that really does a whole lot to stymie your offense. But as you said, Coach Moore, he's been around the game long enough. He's going to have some answers and, I think, some different schemes that he's going to look to go to here to really try to get the offense going for Park Heritage. Well, we'll step aside for our first break here in our halftime show. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors for that, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. When we return, we'll take a look at first half stats from Mr. Jake Weber here on 104.9 WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Fans, welcome back to Fountain Central High School. This is your halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. We're going to turn things over to Jake Weber to take a look at first half stats here from this ball game. Once again, Park Heritage trails Fountain Central 15-0.
15-0, Fountain Central leads here in the first half. Fountain Central on the offensive side of the ball gained 128 yards total offense. Park Heritage had -4 yards total offense tonight, Stephen. That is rare. Part of
that's staggering.
Yeah, a lot of that's been sacks and part of the running game. Park Heritage has not run a lot of plays so far here tonight, Stephen. They've only ran 20 plays of offense, where Fountain Central's ran 30 plays. Both teams are playing good defense. Really, field position's been a factor here, but Park Heritage has not gotten a ribbon offensively. So stats for the Wolves here this evening. They've ran the ball 11 times for a -21 yards. Logan White has thrown the passes. He's thrown 9 attempts. He has completed 3 of those for 17 yards. So leading the way for on the running attack has been Austin Petrillo for 3 carries for 4 yards. Logan White has had been sacked 3 times and has had 2 carries, 1 for 1 yard, but he has -15 yards on the ground, and so that weighs that statistic. Trevor Rapp has only 1 carry for -1 yard. Seth Bullinger has 2 carries for -9 yards. Receiving for the Wolves, Noble Johnson has 1 reception for 7 yards, Awesome Trillo has 1 reception for 8 yards, and Jalen Cruel has 1 reception for 2 yards. Fountain Central has featured Nathaniel Butts this evening. He has had 11 carries for 15 yards. He's been sacked a few times. He has 7 completions for 7 of 11 for 71 yards. As a team, rushing the ball, the team for Fountain Central has 19 carries for 57 yards. Brad Eads has 4 carries for 28 yards. Gabe Riley has 3 carries for 9 yards. Jake Smith has 1 carry for 5 yards. Those are your statistics this evening. Steven, not a whole lot of stats in terms of offensive production, a lot of defense, and we'll see what's going to happen here in the second half.
Very, very interesting. Very, very few times can I look at stats and say that I'm surprised by what I see, but to hear what you've said about Park Heritage, -4 yards on 20 plays in the first half is very, very unlike Park Heritage. So big credit to Fountain Central. So, yeah, certainly big changes need to come in the second half. Well, it is, as we said, it's fall in Indiana. Clearly, the weather may seem a little bit more winterish to some, but it is fall. We are upon sectional time here with high school football. So definitely want to look at that coverage. And along with sectional time comes the Park County Covered Bridge Festival. So an incredibly exciting time for the area. So for any information on that, your official radio station of the Covered Bridge Festival is right here on 104.9 WAXI. So certainly encourage you, even after tonight's broadcast, to tune in to everything that's taking place here in the area. Well, this tournament is the 46th annual IHSAA football state tournament. It is presented by the Indianapolis Colts once again as the title sponsor. Certainly thank you to them for their long partnership of sponsoring state tournament action. It will begin next week, October 19th, with first round games in all classes. 6A does have the week off. Fewer schools in there leads to fewer weeks of tournament play. So they'll be off next week, probably a much needed rest for many of those schools. Sectional championship games will take place on November 2nd. Regionals will be November 9th. Semi-states coming up on November 16th, and the state championship games will fall on the 23rd and 24th of November. Of course, those being at Lucas Oil Stadium over in Indianapolis. Jake, this year on Friday, November 23rd, 6A, 4A, and 2A will compete on that day. And then the state championship on November 24th will feature 5A, 3A, and 1A football. At this time, we have 319 schools that have entered it. 313 of those, 319 schools, 313 games will be played over the next 6 weeks. Schools entering it for the first time, there are two, Traders Point Christian Academy. Can you guess the second team playing in the state tournament for the first time?
I cannot.
Park Heritage.
Park Heritage. You set me up there, Steven.
I'm sorry. But Park Heritage, a little bit of a trick question. We'll be playing in the tournament for the first time. There are some schools that will be playing up one class due to the tournament success factor that had been implemented by the IHSAA. Fort Wayne Snyder will be in Class 6A. Linton Stockton will move up and be in Class 2A. Monrovia, another area school, will be up in Class 3A, and Roncalli will play up in 5A. So looking at for the 1A bracket, we have Sectional 45 in that sectional. Traders Point Christian is going to travel to Covenant Christian. Indianapolis Shortridge will compete against South Putnam. And then Indianapolis School for the Deaf will compete against Indianapolis Howell. That is on the north side of the bracket. South side of the bracket, more relevant to us in Sectional 47. Next week, Riverton Park travels to North Vermilion to take on the Falcons. Park Heritage will be at Covington. And that's a good time to tell you that will be our game of the week next week here on 104.9 WAXI. We'll watch the Wolves and Trojans do battle for the second time this year. And Fountain Central will take on Attica. So we talked about it in the pregame show, Jake, that there are some implications here as there is a possibility that Park Heritage and Fountain Central may see themselves competing against each other very quickly here in about 2 weeks' time. If Park Heritage is able to knock off Covington, Fountain Central is able to defeat Attica, those two schools will play in the second round to take place on October 26th. In Sectional 48, North Davies travels to Tecumseh. Bottom half of the bracket, Eastern Green will play Rock Creek Academy, and West Washington will play Springs Valley. North Central of Farmersburg gets the draw. They will not have to play. They'll get a week off until the 26th of October. In Class 2A football, Sectional 38, Cascade travels to Park Tudor, and they will take on the winner of North Putnam and Cloverdale. Bottom half of that bracket, Western Boone travels to Indianapolis, Washington. Speedway will take on Tipton. In Sectional 40, this is in the south side of the state, the southern part of the bracket, Linton Stockton travels to Forest Park, and they will take on North Posey, the winner of North Posey and Evansville Modern Day. South Spencer travels to Shortridge, and Tell City will take on North Knox. Once again, 2A sectional football for Linton Stockton. In 3A, Southmont goes to Brebeuf Jesuit. They'll play the winner of Crawfordsville, Guerin Catholic. Hamilton Heights will take on North Montgomery, and Northwestern will take on Blackford in sectional 26. Other side of the bracket, sectional 30, Greencastle will travel to Danville. The Wildcats of South Vermilion will go up against Tri-West Hendricks. Sullivan and West Vigo then will compete to take on the winner of Monrovia and Brown County in Class 3A. In 4A, we do have one area team that will be competing in sectional 24. Boonville travels to Evansville-Bossy to take on the winner of Evansville-Harrison and Jasper. The bottom half of that bracket, Northview will take on Owen Valley. Owen Valley, a team that we do not imagine Northville will have any trouble taking care of in that first round. Owen Valley 0-8 on the season. Northview having a very, very good year as they're 8-0. They will take on the winner of Evansville Wrights and Evansville Central. Going to Class 5A, looking at our friends from Vigo County, Terre Haute North and South will take on each other once again. Rematch of the Victory Bell game early on in the year. Terre Haute South able to win that one. They will take each other in the sectional semifinals. Once again, that won't be until the 26th of October. On the bottom half of that bracket, Castle will take on Evansville North. So exciting time for football as sectionals gets underway next week. But there have been some sectionals taking place already here in Indiana. Obviously, this week taking place is volleyball sectionals. We had several games that took place last night. So some schools of interest that we would like to know about in Class 1A. This is sectional number 57. North Central knocked off Eminence last night. Clay City knocked off White River Valley as well. So on Saturday morning, Bloomfield will take on North Central, and Shackamack will then play Clay City. That will be in the 12:30, the second game on Saturday. The sectional for our local schools at sectional 53 took place at Covington this year. Last night, Park Heritage knocked off Faith Christian 3-0. Covington also knocked off North Vermilion 3-0. Clearly, Park Heritage and Covington have created a lot of interest. Those two schools have had outstanding seasons. Covington Park Heritage featuring 5 of the 6 top hitters in the Wabash River Conference. Carissa Remter, 349 kills on the year. Atlantis Clendenin for Park Heritage is leading the conference with 429. Clearly two very, very good schools, and we know that sectional is going to be tough. They are not playing each other yet, because with their victory last night, Park Heritage is going to go on to face Riverton Park, who has a talented player in Katrina Cruiser as well. Katrina Cruiser, second in the conference with 397 kills on the year. Covington, then, in the second game, will take on Attica. That game, once again, will start at 12:30. So many exciting things going on for some of those local schools. Morgan Tinkle, second in the WRC. She has 768 assists. Cameron Clapp is third, 572. Emma White, 297 digs for her team. Mackenzie Sherman with 290 digs total throughout the year. So just an absolutely loaded sectional, and we'll be very, very excited to see the outcome of that one. The winner of it will travel to Clinton Central to face the winner of the Blue River Valley sectional, and that will be Saturday, October 20th at noon. And if they would win in that morning game, they'll have the opportunity to take on undefeated Lafayette Central Catholic in the top half of that bracket. LCC is 29-0, I believe now. They are ranked number 1 in Class 1A, once again defeated on the year. Covington is 6th in Class 1A volleyball. Park Heritage is 10th, I believe, in the last polls that came out. In 2A, the Linton Stockton Miners were able to win last night as they defeated North Davies. They will compete at 12:30 on Saturday, so they will be in the second game against North Knox. Cloverdale won early on in the week against North Putnam, and Monrovia defeated Cascade last night 3-0. So Cloverdale and South Putnam will do battle at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Western Boone and Monrovia will be in the second game, and that's in sectional 44. In Class 2A, Clinton Prairie won last night. Seeger defeated Delphi Community 3-0. So Fountain Central will then compete against Clinton Prairie at the 11 a.m. game on Saturday. Once again, this is at Clinton Prairie High School. And Seeger will take on Carroll. That game will be at 12:30 Seager themselves have had a very, very good year with the players that they have. The winner of that one is going to go to Taylor to play the winner of the Taylor sectional. They will play the 10 a.m. game, so certainly West Fountain Central and Seager the best of luck in that one as well. So, Jake, we are wrapping up. Things are winding down here on the clock. Both schools have made their way back onto the field, doing a little bit of stretching. So we'll go ahead and wrap up our halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. You're listening to High School Football, Fountain Central 15, Park Heritage 0. This is our game of the week on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Well, welcome back to Fountain Central. Added the additional 3 minutes on the clock for the teams to do some stretching. Want to pay some recognition to many of the other activities that are taking place, and with Park Heritage being our local school that we are covering tonight, certainly want to recognize the Park Heritage boys tennis team as they won their sectional. They defeated North Montgomery 3-2. Evan James, number 3 singles, won 6-0 and 6-2. Clay Butler, number 1 singles, defeated his opponent 6-0, 6-1. Jack Gooch, number 2 singles, won 6-0 to 6-0 to take that sectional. Obviously, with it being an inaugural year for Park Heritage, that was the first sectional in school history. The team finished 16-3 on the year. They were defeated by Terre Haute South in the regional championship. But through the success that they had throughout the year, Clay Butler, Jack Gooch earned all-conference honors for the Park Heritage Wolves. In cross country, Trevor Thompson finished 10th in his conference race, making him an all Wabash River Conference selection for the cross country, for the team of cross country for Park Heritage. Riverton Park has some exciting news on their end. This isn't necessarily an in-season sport right now, but Madeline Hunt recently inked her name to play at St. Mary of the Woods College. So congratulations to her on that huge accomplishment, signing to join the Pomeroys at St. Mary of the Woods College. And then looking at junior high as well, the Park Heritage Junior High team won the Fountain Central Invitational. This took place back on October 3rd. In that same Invitational, Riverton Park finished 3rd, but Brandon Todd was the overall individual winner with a time of 11 minutes and 59 seconds. Then Brandon Todd, also back on October 1st, won the Banks of the Wabash meet. He was the quickest runner in that one as well at 10 minutes and 54 seconds. So congratulations to all the local schools, all the success that they have had. Exciting to continue to see great athletes coming from Park in Vermilion County. So Hernandez will kick it off to Park Heritage as they deferred in the first half we talked about. It is going to be Park Heritage football. It's going to go down to Clay Barker. He's going to field it at about the 30-yard line. He's brought down quickly by Kyle Desarn. So the drive will start for Park Heritage here on the 35. And we'll give an opportunity for us to see pretty quickly, Jake, some of the alterations that Coach Moore has made to their attack here in the offensive side of the football.
One of the things I think he's going to do here, Stephen, is, the question is Trevor Rapp back out on the, going to be on, back on the field? He got dinged up earlier in the first half. What I see is he's going to do some rollout passes here. Opening up, we haven't seen that yet as part of their arsenal.
So a short pass is going to go out to the edge to Noble Johnson. It is received at about the 36-yard line. He's going to fight his way down to the 41. So it'll be a 6-yard gain. for Noble Johnson. Read well by Fountain Central. A player actually got into the passing lane, but ball was high enough to go over his hands. Completed to Noble. Three receivers to the right. Clay Barker lined up next to Logan in the backfield. It's going to be another pass this time. Across the middle is going to go to Jalen Kroll, but some pressure from the backside. Ball is going to fall incomplete. That was number 12 for Fountain Central in on the pressure. So that'll be Walker Hands. It's going to force the ball out of the hands of Logan White. Once again, a one hopper to Jalen Kroll. So that'll be an incomplete pass. Stops the clock. Third down for Park Heritage. 4 yards to go here. Another pass play to the side. It's going to be completed to Noble. But the ball is... Is that Noble? I can't tell. It is Noble Johnson out on the far edge. Okay, so it was completed. Ball drops to the turf. But it will be recovered by Park Heritage, so it's going to be a Wolves first down. No harm done on the fumble then for Noble Johnson. Park Heritage moving very quickly, gets back up to the line. Doesn't take long to set. We have a man in motion. That's Clay Barker on the sweep. Pass down the sidelines for Kroll. That's going to be over his head. So intended receiver was Jalen Kroll. Pass was about 4 yards deeper than it needed to be. But it's a safe location for it. So that falls incomplete once again.
So far here, Stephen, we've ran four plays and all passes. I see this theme continuing here in the second half for the Wolves.
Well, let's get back to what we do so well, and that's throw the football. Jalen Kroll catches a low pass, does a great job to keep his knees off the ground. Unfortunately, he's swarmed by the defense. That's going to be a loss of one on the quick pass to the edge. He's the outside receiver. The two inside receivers are going to block, trying to create a space for him to turn the ball upfield, but good play that time by Brad Eads to stop it before it starts. This time Kroll's isolated on the near side. Logan looking left, short pass to Noble Johnson. Johnson turns up the field. Once again, nothing doing as he is met very quickly by Fountain Central's defense. That is Aaron Barnett. Reads it well, comes in, makes the stop on Noble Johnson. It's another negative play for Park Heritage, and it's going to bring up fourth down. The ball resting on the 48-yard line of the Wolves.
Even though that Park Heritage hasn't had an explosive play here, I have liked what they've seen from them on this drive. They've been running a lot of short screens. They ran a great hitch route to Noble Johnson. I think this is the type of offense they need to do to have success here in the second half, as well as try to get White out in the pocket.
Logan takes a snap. Ball drops on the ground. Sheds one tackler as he picks it up. Gets out to the edge. Nothing doing, though. He's going to be run out of bounds at the 50-yard line, so it's going to be a turnover on downs. Cole Kirkpatrick gets in there for the initial pressure, but that play was over from the start. It was a low snap. As we said, drops to the ground. Logan has to bend down, pick it up. Takes a lot of time. By then, all of your timing downfield has pretty much been disrupted. So it will turn it over to Fountain Central. But, Jake, you're right. It just seemed like there was a little bit more energy that offensive possession for Park Heritage. The drive seemed to be going in a positive direction. Routes were run a little bit more crisp. Logan had the time that he needed. But nonetheless, Fountain Central is going to win the battle again as they're going to be run up the middle. That's a big hit by Jalen Kerr. Butts on the quarterback keeper.
Great tackle by Kerr. He came from the safety position. Another read play there. Butts goes up the middle. Kerr came from the safety position, made a great stick for about a 4-yard gain.
Kerr leading tackler on the team for Park Heritage. Four receivers are going to be lined up to the left-hand side. Noble Johnson, Ben Link up tight. You got two safeties over the top and Reese Simpson and Kerr. It's going to be a quick pass out to the left. Very inaccurate, but it's still going to be caught by Walker Hands. Had to dive down to the ground to be able to pick that up.
This formation is really causing Park Heritage some problems on the defensive side because they cannot bring pressure. They have four receivers on one side, a single receiver. The middle of the field is wide open. They have four down linemen, two inside linebackers, and just not much to be able to do other than play fundamental football for Park Heritage. We'll see what's going to happen here in this play.
Well, third down and eight for the Mustangs. Butts takes the snap, rolls out to the right, looks to run, pulls back up as he sees an open receiver downfield, but it's deflected. It's going to fall incomplete. That is Noble Johnson on the coverage. So I don't know if that was a little bit of indecision or if that was designed to be a pass the whole way, but I thought for sure he was running out to the right, gets some pressure from Bollinger. He pulls up, throws the ball downfield. Noble Johnson, though, keeps that from going any further. So fourth down and eight. Fountain Central lines up to punt. Jake Smith back for the punting duties, gets the football away. Petrillo deep to receive for Park Heritage. Ball rolls out of bounds, and it will be spotted at the 23-yard line. So take a look at our Futurex Industries scoreboard. Some updates for you. Columbus North leads Terre Haute South 23-0. West Vigo has come back after an early deficit to now lead Brown County 27-12. Brebeuf continues to lead Terre Haute North 14-0 at the half. Northview cling to a slight 10-6 lead over Indian Creek here in the first quarter. Sullivan, 7-0 advantage over Cascade. Attica, 22, South Vermilion, 7. Covington, 35-0 advantage over Riverton Park at half. And North Central of Farmersburg, 14, Eastern Green, 7. Another completed pass from Logan White to Noble Johnson will be enough for the first down. The ball gets out to the 23-yard line. Once again, quick pace for Park Heritage. White takes a snap, looks left, gets some pressure. He's going to be sacked. So Walker Hands gets in there, gets at his feet, brings down Logan White for a sack. It's going to be a loss of around, looks like it'll be about 8 yards. So unfortunately, the woes for Logan in the rushing game continue as those stats continue to pile up for him.
That time, Fountain Central brought a lot of pressure. They had their three inside linebackers. One of them moved to the outside for a blitz. Had a combination on the inside. This type of thing has been causing Park Heritage trouble up front. Here they're going to bring some pressure again. Good pass out to Petrillo in the flat. Let's see what he can do here. He makes a good move. Good positive play for the Wolves. Gives them a third down and a manageable situation. About third down and 11,
Steven. Yep. Very easy pass. Defender about 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Gets out to Austin. Great job, Jalen Kroll, blocking downfield. Getting Gabe Riley out of the picture, but that's Aaron Barnett coming in, being able to make the stop. So it's going to pick up about 6 yards. It's be third and 11. Play clock down to 15 seconds. Our game clock down under 6.5. If you're just joining us, Fountain Central, 15-0 advantage over Park Heritage. Logan's going to roll out to his left. Going to get it out to Noble Johnson, and that's the second time we have seen a pass in the hands of Noble Johnson fall incomplete, but he takes a big hit. Player from Fountain Central slow to get up. It's Thomas Harrison, but shakes off the cobwebs. He'll get up on his own power. So it'll bring up fourth down for Park Heritage. They do have 11 yards to go to convert this first down. Ball spotted at the 23-yard line, deep in their own territory. So Logan is going to line up in the quarterback position. Three receivers left, two to the right. It's going to be a quick kick. We thought it might be with it being fourth down. So nobody was deep to receive for Fountain Central. That means the Wolves can down the football. And that ball travels down to the 40-yard line where Fountain Central will get their first offensive possession here in half number two.
So back and forth here. Got a good competitive play by both teams here. So far, the start the second quarter. Park Heritage has managed to get a couple first downs. Now it's Fountain Central. They did a good job on defense. Now it's Fountain Central's turn to have the ball. Now let's see what the Wolves here can do, Stephen. They need to stop here to get the ball back and hopefully put a score on the board.
So Butts has the ball. He's going to throw the ball down the sideline to Barnett in his hands, but will fall incomplete. Good coverage from Petrillo. That's a pretty accurate ball. Drop it right in the bucket over his left shoulder. But it falls through the hands of Barnett. Nonetheless, credit Butts for his accuracy, arm strength, throwing the ball about 30 yards downfield on the money. I think we've been able to see that a whole lot more. And, you know, I remember the times that I was playing, you know, you really didn't see quarterbacks with tremendous arm strength to be able to throw the ball down the field. It was a lot of option, a lot of very basic power eye formations. Running game was very prominent back when I played, but we see so many quarterbacks now that have that arm strength, have that accuracy. Another pass over the middle, intended for Walker Hands. Another pass that falls incomplete, so that will bring up third down and 10 for Fountain Central. Defense stiffening up a little bit here for Park Heritage.
Park Heritage playing much better defense in the second half, Stephen. They've been very aggressive in terms of more physical up front, definitely holding their own. Good job in the secondary on the coverage. It's going to be third and 10 here, empty backfield for Fountain Central.
Butts takes the snap once again. He's going to roll out to the right. Really, really comfortable rolling out that direction. But this, for the second time here, that's going to be great coverage, and that's going to be a incomplete pass. Excuse me, that's a third play. All three passes well defended by Park Heritage on this drive. Three and out for the Mustangs. They're going to have to punt the football away as it's fourth and 10. Very little time came off the clock on that possession. I think if you're Coach Hall, you really have to start thinking about that, getting time wound down, not giving Fountain Central opportunities, or excuse me, Park Heritage opportunities out on the field to score the football, to get some touchdowns. But three incompletions, only about 30 seconds running off the clock. Petrillo will field the football at the 20. So it was a late fair catch signal, so that's where they will take over. Wolves on the 21-yard line. So let's step aside. We'll take a quick break. Park Heritage coming back out for their second drive of the second half. You're listening to high school football here on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Back to live action here at Fountain Central. It is a completed pass to Seth Bollinger from Logan White. But on the run, there is a hold against Park Heritage. So that's going to move the ball back to the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and very long ways to go. Jake, looks like it's about first and 23. Logan alone in the backfield. Takes the snap. A lot of pressure. It's going to be a screen, though. But it's once again well read by Fountain Central. Number 32 on the stop. That's Nash DePew. You wondered when those D-linemen got in there so quickly what broke down up front, but it's because those linemen on the offensive side were setting up the screen. Pass was completed. It's going to be another penalty on Park Heritage. So what started off as first and forever is going to go to first and infinity and beyond.
Yes.
As they
blind side block, which is a which means that's a new call for the officiating crew, where the a player for Fountain Central was not prepared to be blocked, and he made a turn. You have to be able to get your hands on him instead of lower the shoulder. It used to be like a crack back block. They need to have their hands on him now. with a new rule, and that's what happened on that play. So Park Heritage is going to be they're in trouble here in terms of their field position, but if they can get some yards, try to keep it manageable, maybe switch sides of the fields, that would be great. But with the offensive firepower, you never know. Get the ball to Petrillo or Johnson or Link or Cruel, something good can happen.
Well, that's a new rule all in the name of safety, not to blindside a defender that's not expecting that block to come. So Logan White is going to pass the ball down the left-hand side to Noble Johnson. That's going to fall incomplete. Gabe Riley is going to be in there on the coverage, so we'll take it down to second. Second down. Trying to do some quick math here to see how many yards it is for them to go. Say about second and
27.
27?
27.
Time it's a pass to the left-hand side. Kroll gets one hand on it. Can't haul it in, though. Pass was a little bit behind. Another fairly accurate throw from Logan in between three defenders. A little bit behind, as we said. Kroll goes back with that left hand to try to haul it in. Can't do so, so it'll bring up third down. Jake, as we get ready to start to... Of course, the state tournament. It's always neat to see what stats and what records are out there, and just kind of do a little trivia here for you. Any idea which team has won the most state championships?
Oh,
as you think about that, it's a pass out to the Austin Petrillo on the left hand side. It deflects off the shoulder pads of one of the Fountain Central players, but goes back in the hands of Austin. But he's going to be dropped. It's going to be fourth and 26. So, once again, when you are this deep in your own territory, very little chance of being able to convert anything. This ball is going to have to be punted away. Trevor Rapp not available. We have not seen him return since his injury in the first half. So, Logan White, very capable punter in his own right, will step back. He'll punt the football away, but it's going to be a short punt. Lands at the 30-yard line, bounces to about the 36, and that's where it will be down. Fountain Central will get the ball first and 10 at the 36-yard line of Park Heritage. So to go back, the team that has won the most state championships, probably will not be a surprise to you once you hear it, Indianapolis Bishop Chittard.
That's what I was thinking.
It is a very prominent school in state tournament play. They have won 13 state championships as a school.
Interesting story, Stephen. I played against Chittard twice. One of them, they won the state championship on. We were not in the state championship game, but it was the first round of sectional, and they went on to play. I remember the kid went to Boston College, and I touched his shoe, so that was exciting.
It's a big moment for a player in high school, for sure. Do you remember the final score of that game, or did you block that out of?
Well, we did score the first touchdown in the game. We made them mad, and it was all over after that.
Yeah.
I think the final was 70-6, but we were up 6-0 against the state champion team, an open round sectional play.
You poked a sleeping bear, and they came alive after that, I'm sure. But that's a name that you hear time and time again. Bishop Chittard was very, very prominent in my years in high school as well. Going to that state tournament, there's state finals at least. So Fountain Central, once again, does have the football. Nathaniel Butts is going to run up the middle. It was an 8-yard gain on the first down. Second down is going to be another 3-yard gain, and so that's going to be a first down for Fountain Central. There's 3:40 to go in the game clock. Score is still 15-0, Fountain Central. Neither team has been able to hit pay dirt here in the second half of play. You know, we talked about a lot of energy. Quickened pace coming from Park Heritage. But despite the completions, moving the ball over the field, they just have not been able to gain anything positive. They had negative 4 yards total at halftime, running just 20 plays. Pass down the sideline is going to go to Burnett, but he's defended by Petrillo underneath. The safety, Noble Johnson, comes over in support. That pass will fall incomplete. So it's going to be second and 10. Barnett has been a very prominent receiver for Fountain Central here in this game. He is the leading receiver for the team. 365 yards receiving for him. Averages about 50 per game. 5 touchdowns, leads the team in receiving touchdowns. Handoff is going to go to Hands, but play is going to be broken up very quickly by Cole Jones. So Butts will pull it on the option, and he will be tackled up the middle by Braden Hartman and Clay Barker. So Cole Jones, credit him, created the play, gave the read to Butts. Quarterback knew he had to pull it. It's going to be an illegal motion, though, as well. I didn't see the flag, but officials making the signal, so that will go against Fountain Central. Parkeridge will take the result of the play, decline the penalty. So it's 3rd and 14. Drive that started off so positively for the Mustangs with their field position. Now in dire straits as he's going to be sacked by Cole Jones, and I believe we are going to get an unsportsmanlike conduct for a late hit. So as the quarterback was going to the ground after the sack by Jones, one of the players from Park Heritage comes in a little bit late, hits the quarterback while he's already on the ground. And that's the call, unsportsmanlike conduct, and that is not necessarily devastating, but you're going to have a 4th and 25 for Fountain Central, but instead they're going to be able to move that ball back up to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd down and 10, and they're going to have a chance to convert this first down again, Jake.
Yeah, that was a big play there. I mean, a great tackle by Cole Jones. He's having a well of game on the defensive side of the football. But we had a late hit on the play, causing Fountain Central to go back to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 10. Fountain Central is going to empty formation like they usually have. We have an official timeout here.
We can update our Future X Industry scoreboard here while we do have a little bit of a break. North Central leads Eastern Green. That score is 26-7. At the end of the third quarter, Covington with a 42-0 advantage over Riverton Park. Sorry, Jake, you have to fill me in here. Did somebody take a timeout, or is this an official timeout?
We have a timeout here, Stephen. It is a 4th down for Fountain Central. They decided to, Coach Hall decided to call a timeout to get his groups together to see what they're going to do here on this 4th down play.
All right. Well, we will step aside as well, take a quick break. We'll come back and see what Fountain Central does. It's 4th and 10 for the Mustangs. You're listening to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
There's a beef stampede this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on T-bone and porterhouse steaks, ground beef, stew meat, round roast, chuck roast, New York steaks, and more. Pick up a Dole garden salad or coleslaw for a side. Check out more in the weekly flyer this week and every week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Back to live action. It is a pass from Butts to Barnett down the sideline. It's going to be at the pylon, but it will fall incomplete. So great coverage by Park Heritage. Good defense. They will turn the ball over on downs back to the Wolves. So Park Heritage will have it. Ball rests at the 25-yard line, 1st and 10. Two backs, three-point stance. Austin Petrillo behind Logan White. Logan fakes the handoff. Passes the ball downfield into coverage. It's going to be intercepted. That's Walker Hands with the interception. He's returning it down to the 35, to the 30. So we do have an interception for Fountain Central. There is a flag on the play as well. If the play stands, that will be Logan's only his 5th interception thrown on the year. So it is holding against Park Heritage. It's going to be Mustangs football off the interception. once again throwing into some tight coverage down the field, but Logan White trying to make things happen for Park Heritage, get a little spark under this offense. Once again, they've averaged 40 points on the year, have yet to score here in this ballgame. Jake, if you go onto the IHSA website, they have a news release that's full of these very interesting and cool facts about the state tournament. One of those we just talked about, Indianapolis Bishop Chatard with the most state championships. How about the all-time consecutive tournament victories? And this is over a six-year period from 2010 to 2015. Right. Indianapolis Cathedral won a consecutive game streak of 32. Can you imagine winning 32 games in a row in state tournament play? And as I said, that's over 6 years without losing a game. So on first down, Fountain Central is going to pick up 5 yards. It'll be second and five. Slowing things down a little bit. Clock is under 2 minutes here in quarter number three. Yeah, you can tell based upon motion the Butts was coming back to the left on the run. Good gain, running over defenders, continuing to push the pile. And he's going to get down to the 12 or 13-yard line. He had two receivers lined up as wings on the right-hand side. As soon as you saw them come back to the left, you knew where the motion was going. The Butts, or the quarterback Butts, was going to be following that. So it's a great gain for him. He's going to pick up the first down. Ball down inside the 15-yard line. So once again, Fountain Central threatening here in the closing minute of quarter number three. Very similar play. Butts keeps it off to the left-hand side. Much better defended that time by 52 for Park Heritage, Christian Young. He's going to stop him for no gain. According to the press release, 32 consecutive tournament victories is awfully impressive for Cathedral. But between the years of 1979 and 1997, Hobart won 19 consecutive sectional championships.
Wow.
That may be a record that's going to stand for an awfully long time. So Seth Bollinger is going to make the stop on the run.
That was a big play there by Bollinger. I mean, Fountain Central looked like they were starting to have some momentum, moving the ball a little bit. Bollinger makes a good stop, puts him in a third and 12 situation here. Very important here for the Wolves, I think, to get a stop, Stephen, as the clock's winding down here in the thirds. Very important here to get one on third down. Butts is going to roll out to the right. Incomplete pass.
Well, that is going to fall through the hands of Walker Hands. It wouldn't have been enough for a first down anyway. He was going to be about 4 yards short. But you imagine that was going to be two down territory. Pick up a little bit on third down, pick up the rest on fourth down. So with the incompletion, it's going to remain 12 yards to go, but it'll drop to fourth down for Fountain Central. You got to hand it to the Park Heritage defense. They've been challenged many times here. Fountain Central has had the ball deep in their territory, but here in this half have not been able to convert. Once again, Butts rolling out to the right. Early flag, going to blow this play dead. Once again, play was not going to lead to a first down, as it was only about 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. But it's going to fall incomplete. The flag is going to be due to a false start for Fountain Central. Well, there's no doubt that Park Heritage is going to decline that one. They'll take over possession first and 10. 17 seconds to go, Jake, here in the third quarter. Once again, Park Heritage defense comes up with a big stand, does not allow Fountain Central to get into the end zone here in half number two. So they are going to continue to cling to that 15-0 advantage over the Wolves. You can get something going here early. There's still time, an entire quarter to go, though we haven't seen a whole lot coming from Park Heritage's offense. I feel like just a little bit of spark, a little momentum, and some confidence will really do a lot to help them. They go down, get one score, cut this lead in half. Could be a whole different ballgame come quarter number four. Logan's going to take the snap, rolls out to his right, going to pass the ball back to his left, but it's deflected. Walker Hands is going to be in there on the defense. It's going to fall incomplete. We'll stop the clock. It'll be second and 10. Trying to come back to Clay Barker on the screen. Read very, very well by Fountain Central's defense. And I think that's been the most impressive component of the game tonight. Mustangs defense absolutely holding Park Heritage in check up to this point.
Very physical, well-positioned, very fundamentally sound, sending different looks. I think the Park Heritage, to get the ball moving, they need to get the ball in the hands of their slot receivers. That's Petrillo and Link. I think both of those guys can, if they have the opportunity, can at least based on how the formation is on Fountain Central's defense, if they get the opportunity, they can make a play.
Well, Park Heritage has been such a rhythm offense. You feel like they get things going. It's just smooth. Step up to the line, call your play, get things going. Don't allow the defense to rest. But their offense has not been smooth tonight. There's another penalty that's going to put the ball back to the 12-yard line. Second down, ball is going down the field, intended for Noble Johnson. That one's deflected. Good coverage by Gabe Riley. Just absolutely nothing open downfield. Fountain Central giving Park Heritage those short ones. They're coming up. They're making plays in the open field. You try to get the ball downfield, they have been stuck like glue to these receivers tonight.
Yes, they have. Very impressed. Just very impressed with their whole defense. Doing a great job. You know, Park Heritage has had opportunities to make some catches, some plays. Ball slipped through the fingers. That wet football could be hurting the Wolves here a little bit on the offensive side of the ball tonight.
So it's 3rd and 15. Ben Link makes the catch. As soon as he – it would be very interesting to see what yards after catch were in this ball game tonight, because just like that, Ben Link gets it on the edge. But as soon as he turns upfield, there's a player from Fountain Central there ready to make the tackle. And he does, drops him for a very short 3-yard gain. So it's going to be 4th down for Park Heritage. But we've come to the end of quarter number 3. We're going into the final stanza here, 12 minutes to go in the 2018 regular season of Indiana High School football here on 104.9 WAXI. We'll come back for 4th quarter action here in just a few minutes after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Back to live action. Logan is going to punt the football down the field once again. Lines up in the normal quarterback position. Doesn't take his deep drop as a normal punter would. So Fountain Central does not have a defender deep. It's going to roll down to the 34-yard line of the Mustangs. That's where they'll take over 1st and 10 for the first play of quarter number 4. Remind you, next week does start state tournament play for football. We will be at Covington as the Park Heritage Wolves takes on the Covington Trojans. Covington, big lead over Riverton Park, 42-0 currently. Brad Eads takes the handoff for Fountain Central. He'll take it forward for about a 4-yard gain. So it'll be 2nd. Correction. We'll give him 5 yards. It'll be 2nd and 5. Fountain Central's probably going to start taking their time a little bit here. Play clock is down to 14 seconds. Not in a big rush. As you know, Park Heritage in Covington played early on. It's a big win for the Wolves as they defeated the Trojans 52-19. This time it's going to be quarterback keeper. Nathaniel Butts makes his way to the near sideline as he's driven out of bounds. Petrillo there on the stop. Eads takes a hard fall over here next to the track at Fountain Central. Gets up a little gingerly, but he's going to make his way back out. So it'll be third and four. Fountain Central will take on Attica next week in their first-round game. And if you remember, kind of a big surprise, Attica able to knock off Fountain Central in that game. And not just by a little bit, it was a 32-8 loss for the Mustangs. So Brad Eads is going to get the ball once again off the left-hand side. A penalty flag comes in. He had enough to pick up the first down.
Looks like it's going to be a possible block in the back call here, Stephen.
So, yep, there's a crackback block against Fountain Central. Once again, that was taught to us back when I played. If you, as an outside receiver, if a ball is going out to the wing, you come in, you crackback block on that outside backer. But it's no longer a legal component to the game, and the officials have found that now twice in the ball game. So it'll move them back to third and 15. Quick pass here to Walker Hands. Ball, though, drops to the ground. It will be incomplete. Tried to make a play before he had it completely. You can begin to see a lot of mud accumulating on the uniforms, particularly for those whites at Park Heritage.
All right, the Park Heritage is going to have a good field position here, Steven. I think it's very important here on this punt that Petrillo catches the ball. If he can do that, he can make a play. We know he can take it to the house. He had some action earlier in the game where he was able to, but the play got called back. I think he needs to catch this punt here if he can get some yards.
So he does field it. He's going to get it at about the 50-yard line, takes it upfield. He's going to be stopped initially, but he's going to reverse out of it, going back to the far side of the field. Petrillo once again making a highlight run on a return. He'll get down to the 40-yard line. He ran an awfully long way to get there. Sadly, though, we see the play end with a yellow penalty flag out once again. Do have a report from Attica. Thank you so much, Jim. It was 22-7, the Red Ramblers over the Wildcats of South Vermillion. So Attica closing out in a strong way, leading into their game next week against Fountain Central. Well, Jake, we are at 10 minutes, 29 seconds to go. Fountain Central 15, Park Heritage 0. Going to be a penalty against Park Heritage, and unfortunately that's, you know, when plays break down like that and Petrillo starts doing his thing, running all over the place, making people miss. You try to block somebody when you can, and it's not always whoever it is that's doing the blocking that gets the penalty. It's not always their fault. It's hard, just a player trying to make a play.
Yep. Usually in those plays where a guy just makes a great run like that, Petrillo's, it's difficult for kids who are trying to help out, might try to make a block, try to spring the guy a little bit more. It's one of those plays that just kind of breaks down, and good effort, but can't do that on the play.
So a little trickery from Park Heritage. It's going to be a handoff to Clay Barker, and he tries to flip it back to another player from Park Heritage, still waiting to see the number. I think that's Ben Link. So handoff to Clay Barker, then a flip back to Ben Link, but Ben Link is swallowed up by the Mustangs. He's going to lose about 4 yards on the play. Coach Moore deep in the playbook, trying something, anything at all that he can right now to get this offense something positive. Jake, last report we heard from you was negative 4 yards total offense for Park Heritage. Where are they at now?
Right now they've gained some yards here in the second half, 17 yards total offense for Park Heritage. It's unbelievable job by Fountain Central.
Logan White going downfield. Ben Link open in the middle. Makes the catch, turns upfield. Walker Hands in pursuit. Will be brought down. It's a great gain. That's by far the biggest play of the night for Park Heritage. Positive completion, Logan, to Ben Link, wide open over the middle. It's as open as we've seen a receiver tonight. So Park Heritage needing something going. Has it here. Noble Johnson gets set on the left-hand side. Great job by Logan White to make sure that he gets there. Pass to the right-hand side. Another drop pass for Park Heritage. I think Kroll was looking upfield. He was interested in what play he was going to make. Did not watch the football all the way into his hands. So it's going to be second and 10. Ball's at the 48-yard line of Fountain Central.
So far, if you're Park Heritage, some of the things that's been working well for you is they've earned those hitch routes, and they've been able to get some guys open in the slot. They continue that pattern, they could get a score here, Stephen.
Play is blown dead. It's going to be a false start for Park Heritage. Takes a second and 10. I'll move that back to second and 15. Penalties in a big way have been costly tonight.
We've had a total of 15 penalties in the football game, 8 penalties for Park Heritage, 7 for Fountain Central.
We have 3 receivers now lined up to the left. A blitz coming up the middle. Picked up well initially by Park Heritage. Johnson on an in route. Makes the catch. That'll be a 8-yard gain. Gets the ball up to the 40-yard line. It's a great job that time. Noble Johnson watching the football in. Making the catch despite knowing that a hit was going to come. So it's a positive gain. It brings up 3rd and 7. Park Heritage driving here, Jake. They've been able to get something going here. Got to keep this drive alive. Obviously, you're in 2-down territory. You're going to try to pick up at least a part of it to this down. It is a completed pass. Jalen Kroll on a quick slant is going to be tackled by number 13, Thomas Harrison, but not before Kroll picks up the first down. Great hands. That was all arm strength by Jalen. He's wrapped up by a defender,
holds
the football out from his body, and continues to maintain control.
Ball was thrown high. Great job by Jalen to have his hands up. Made a great catch. They're running that in route when they run that trips formation. It's been a great play for them so far tonight. They've had a lot of open receivers on that. Putting the ball on the ground here, ran the ball to Barker up the middle for about a 4-yard gain.
That's just an attempt to try to expose the defense a little bit. A lot of passes in the second half coming for Park Heritage. Defense has been pretty tight out on the edge. So give the ball to Barker. Continue to make them honor the run game. He's going to pick up 4 yards. Ball's now down to the 32-yard line. Correction. 28-yard line. Logan powers forward. Keeps those feet driving, pushes the pile. He is going to be close to a first down, depending upon where they spot it. Can't really see from our angle at this point. I think they're going to have him just a little bit short. So he's maybe going to be 3rd and 1/2 yards for Park Heritage to pick up another first down. 3 receivers lined up to the left. Logan has Clay with him. Clay Barker, that is, in the backfield. Logan, quick pass to Noble Johnson, flag down. Man, Jake, so many flags, so many penalties in this game. It's going to go against Park Heritage again.
Those are drive momentum killers. Whenever you have a flag, it kills the momentum, causes you to have to regroup, and Park Heritage can't afford that right now. They are driving the ball here. They've been fairly successful. They have 7 minutes left. I think it's very important for them here on this drive to get a first down. Got 2 plays to gain 5 yards. Could be White running the ball, maybe Petrillo in the slot.
And never to question Coach Moore's play calling. Obviously, his resume speaks for himself, but you have 1/2 yard to go. Logan White just pushed a pile.
Oh, what a catch.
Logan White just pushed a pile about 5 yards, man. Put that kid under the center. Let him go get that first down. But instead, it's a play that gets called back, and then we're treated to Ben Link with a one-handed catch out on the edge. It was on the outside. He had to reach back, snags it with his right hand, pulls it in tight to his body, gets down to the pylon, extends, and he's going to be into the end zone for the first score of the football game for Park Heritage. That is going to come with 6 minutes and 45 to go in the ball game. Your score 15-6. Park Heritage has cut into the lead of the Mustangs. Absolutely incredible catch. I think you probably heard everybody's reaction in the background. Spectacular play from Ben Lincoln. He'll have a chance to finish it off here as he lines up for the point after attempt. Snap is a little low. It's held well, though, by Jalen Kerr, and the PAT is good. So Logan White completes a pass to Ben Link. Ben Link scores the touchdown and finishes off with that point after attempt. Jake, we have a ball game. Fountain Central 15, Park Heritage 7. 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Got an exciting one here. You don't want to leave. Stay tuned. You're listening to 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI. Not only is this your place for exciting high school sports, it is your home for classic hits from four decades. In Rockville and Clinton, we are a DLC media station. We are being treated to a great football game here tonight. Kickoff to Fountain Central is being returned out to the 50-yard line. Great return for the Mustangs. That is Brendan Riley. Big momentum swing for Park Heritage to score the football. Cut this lead in half. But then Fountain Central gets a huge return out to, well, that's going to be past the 50-yard line. It's going to be on the 47-yard line of Park Heritage. And, Jake, if you can, in any little way, paint a picture for what we just saw out of that catch from Ben Link.
Well, that was an excellent play by Ben Link. The ball was thrown to his outside shoulder. He did a little, he spun. Fumble on the play, recovered by Park Heritage.
How about that? So, big return from Fountain Central. Ends up in a fumble recovery by Curtis Stoltz. So Park Heritage will take over. We have a flag on the play, of course. No surprise there. Go ahead, continue your analysis of Ben Link's reception.
So the ball was thrown to his outside shoulder. He spun. He had coverage. He had one-on-one coverage on the play, and Ben Link just an excellent job. He stuck his right arm out, made a catch, brought it into his body. Dodged a tackler, dove in the end zone, and the corner end zone touchdown. A spectacular play by senior Ben Link. He's been the spark plug here in the second half, Stephen. He's caught three passes. That's really changed a lot of momentum for them. He's got one for 15 yards and a 20-yard touchdown, as well as a 2-yard reception. Now we are in a situation where Park Heritage gets the football back on a fumble on the 45-yard line. Big momentum shift here with 6:29 left to play, 15-7 Fountain Central ahead.
So that's Ben Link's fourth touchdown reception on the year. The penalty was a hold against Fountain Central, so it was declined by Park Heritage. And they do take over. White's going to throw it out to Jalen Kroll on the edge. A lot of pressure coming up the middle. Fountain Central brings the house on the blitz. So passes a little bit high. Falls incomplete. It's going to be second down and 10. Once again, 6:24 to go in the ballgame. If you're just joining us, Fountain Central leads 15-7. But Park Heritage just recovers a fumble. The ball is on the 45-yard line of the Wolves, and they are driving. White by himself once again. A lot of pressure, but it's a screen to Noble Johnson. He has blockers. He's down to the 35, 30, gets across the 30 to around the 27-yard line. That screen was set up incredibly well. Fountain Central is pressuring the defense, knowing they need to get to Logan White, make him uncomfortable. But as they do, that leaves everybody exposed back in your secondary. Noble Johnson gets a huge gain, picks up the first down, gets it down to the 27. Park Heritage will once again have an opportunity to continue this drive. Noble Johnson a little shaken up. He's going to step off for a little bit, and that'll bring in Nate Wittenmeyer. We'll see his first action tonight.
So the past two plays, Park Heritage has run their patented rocket screen or jailbreak screen where the split end takes a step back, goes goes towards the quarterback, catches the ball, and cuts up his blockers up the middle of the field. Very successful play on that last play by Noble Johnson.
Logan has it. He's going to throw a quick screen out to Petrillo. Once again, passes low. Fountain Central's screaming for it to be incomplete. It's got to be. It hit the ground first. So it will fall incomplete to Austin Petrillo. That screen is one of the few plays where you actually do want your receiver to run into where the defense is, because as everybody's shifting across the field, that's where you set up your wall of defenders. And so if you receive that football cut back across the field towards the opposite side, sets up a nice little wall for you, and it was executed to perfection for Park Heritage. So bring up second down and 10 on the incomplete pass from White to Petrillo. Logan's got it. This time they're going to look downfield. He's got Ben Link on the edge. It's going to be a pass on the money and out of his hands. Absolutely nothing Ben Link could do, nothing Logan could do. That's great defending from Fountain Central. Right in stride, exactly where he needed it, but tremendous coverage is going to pull the football out. It's probably been the best secondary defending that I've maybe ever seen in a high school football game. But they do exactly what they're taught to do. As soon as that ball gets into the hands of the receiver, they're sticking their palm in there, pulling on the arm, ripping at the football, whatever they can do, and they have dislodged so many of those passes here tonight.
Big third down play here, Bar Park Heritage. They need to gain some yards. Middle screen to Barker. Well play call. He's going to have a fourth and manageable, about a fourth and three, a seven-yard gain for Park Heritage.
There's some hitting going on out there right now. Number 14 makes the initial stop. That's Brad Eads. And coming in from his cornerback position, Gabe Riley finished it off with a big lick to Clay Barker, and he's still slow to get up. So Barker is the injured player right now. Trainers will make their way onto the field. As we said, it was a big hit. Looks like it's more of a leg issue than anything for Clay Barker. But he is up. He's walking off a little bit gingerly with the assistance of the trainer. But as you said, it's going to be fourth and four, so it's certainly manageable here for Park Heritage. It's going to be a big, big play. We're down at 5:35 to go. Park Heritage would love the opportunity to score here.
Looks like they marked it. Yeah, fourth and five, or fourth and four. If I'm Park Heritage, I'm Coach Moore, I'd want to run our best play. He's got several opportunity things he can go to here. He can run the jailbreak screen, a middle screen, possible slant up on the top side of the screen. He's got one-on-one coverage there right now. Possible rollout pass, maybe in the slot hitch.
So it is going to be to the single receiver side. Kroll makes the catch. Once again, that's all arm strength, all hand strength from Jalen. Catches the ball above his head. Despite being tackled and being hit at the point of contact with the football, he is still able to hang on to it. Picks up the first down. Ball is spotted at the 15-yard line. First and 10. Kroll has been big in this ball game.
He's made big catches when he's needed to. He and Ben Link both.
They have a completed pass this time out to the left-hand side. I believe that is Johnson. I can't see the number, but I can see all the mud, and I know that Noble has been on the ground quite a bit, certainly has played well tonight, picked up his game here in the second half, shook off some of those early drops, and has made some big plays for Park Heritage here. That was a good 7-yard gain for the Wolves. It's second and three. This time it's handed off, but it's fumbled. Just not a great meshing point between quarterback and running back. Bollinger and White, it falls to the ground. They're able to recover it, so they'll lose a few yards. They'll take it back to about second and six, but at least they maintain possession. So it will be third down. One of the things that we've certainly been able to see now is how quickly Logan's getting the ball out of his hand. Yes. We saw early on, just did not have the time for those passes downfield. So now Fountain Central, you wonder if they make an adjustment, put a little bit more pressure, press the defense a little bit on the outside. Coming up, making plays, that's number 13, Thomas Harrison. So as a defender, you come up, you put some pressure on those receivers, just not allow them to get easily off of off of the line of scrimmage, maybe break up the, you know, the continuity of the route and the timing. And that time, Thomas Harrison came in, read the screen, kind of made a play. It falls incomplete. So another big fourth down play. It feels like we've had a lot of them. I feel like I've said that a lot.
Yep.
Big play. But just as in a close ball game like this, they all matter.
Everyone matters. It's 4:02 left to play, 7 seconds left on the play clock. Coach Moore is going to call a timeout. They're going to go ahead and run it.
Three receivers right. Pass down the sideline to Noble Johnson.
Move.
He catches it in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown to Park Heritage. Had three receivers to the right, left. Noble Johnson isolated out here on the left-hand side. Double move, gets behind the defender, and he's able to catch it in the corner of the end zone. Rogan White, you know, he may not have had his best game tonight, not put the football where he needed to at times, but he has been absolutely huge in this fourth quarter, throwing with accuracy, throwing with confidence, and his receivers are definitely answering the call, pulling these receptions in for him. So it is 15-13, 3:58 to go.
This could decide it right here, Stephen. Park Heritage has to get this two-point conversion. Coach Moore does not want to call a timeout, but he's going to have to. We have three yards to go to tie the ball game up. We'll see what Park Heritage and Coach Moore draw up here.
Well, certainly going to have to discuss this one a little bit. Obviously, you, as you said, you have 4 minutes to go. You're trailing by two. Do you go for the two-point conversion to tie the football game? Do you go ahead and kick the PAT to go down by a field goal? Excuse me, go down by a point. And hope you get the football back with Fountain Central and their ability that we've seen at times for them to, you know, to kind of control the clock and pick up first downs. That seems like it's kind of a risky call. But I don't blame Coach Moore at all for taking the time. My assumption is we'll see him go for the two-point conversion here, figuring out what play is going to be most opportune for the offense. So it'll be very, very exciting for us to see. It's been a terrific game, incredibly exciting. We knew we'd see a good one between these two teams. Both of them 6-2. Potential, you know, matchup here in about 2 weeks if they're able to get through their first round sectional games. Fountain Central's defense has been absolutely superb. But the Park Heritage offense has been their go-to all season long, and they've been able to find it when they needed to. So we do see three receivers to the right, Noble Johnson on an island here to the left. Logan White is going to look left back to Noble, and he's going to actually catch it fairly easily right inside the goal line. The defender slipped. That's Gabe Riley. Did not get a chance to come up and make a play on the football. Noble Johnson catches it for the two-point conversion. And Jake, 3:48 to go. We are tied 15-15. They just made this a ball game late in the fourth quarter with two scores.
Turnovers in the game of football is a funny thing, Stephen. If you turn the ball over, give the other team momentum, you never know what's going to happen. And the freshman, Noble Johnson, has stepped up huge on this last drive. I mean, excellent job by him making a couple moves. One for the score, for the fourth down touchdown score, and then on the two-point conversion, another double move, got himself open. White threw another excellent pass. 15-15, 3:58 left to play. So if I'm Coach Moore here, I want to kick the ball deep, make Fountain Central try to drive the ball down the field. It'd be a risk if he kicked it onside here. I don't see him doing that, but you never know with a game like this.
Well, this is our version of football here on 104.9 WAXI. Obviously, have a chance to catch some other football. You know, some of our sister stations, Indiana University football and basketball for that matter, can be found on our sister station, 105.5 Jack FM, WZJK. It's another service of DLC Media, and Purdue University football and basketball takes place on our sister station, 95.9 The Legend. So DLC Media providing you with all of your local football entertainment. Looking forward to another great Saturday of college football. But let's finish out this one first. Ben Link has the ball teed up. He will kick it deep. It's going to be Gabe Riley that's going to make the reception. He catches it, though, at his 5-yard line going backwards. He brings it out, gets to the 30, 35. He's going to be tackled, brought down by Nate Wittenmeyer, Austin Petrillo, and Cole Jones, all in on the stop. So pretty decent return for the momentum taking him back towards his own end zone to bring it out, to be able to have the ball out around the 34-yard line. Good blocking, good execution from Fountain Central, and that's where they are going to start this drive. 3:50 to go. We are tied at 15. Wherever you are, hope you are enjoying tonight's coverage as much as we have enjoyed bringing it to you. It's been a good one. Butts is going to take the snap a little bit high, but fields it. He's going to get up for about a 1 yard gain. Both clocks are running. 3:35 to go in the play, or in the game clock. 28 seconds to go on the play clock. Park Heritage, very energetic, motivated right now, looking for some support from the fans. It's going to take the snap. Butts once again looks to get upfield. Absolutely nothing doing. Huge play off the edge from Clay Barker. That's going to be a 4 yard loss on the play. Clay Barker read the edge well. Got out, tried to turn the as a defender, turned Butts back inside. Nothing doing, makes the play. Clay Barker's had a great game as well from that defensive end position. Interesting position now for Fountain Central. They're at 3rd and 12. Still 2:45 to go on the clock. Obviously, you want to try to convert a first down. Make a pass here. Incomplete pass here. Clock stops. Get you to 4th down where you might have to put the football away back to Park Heritage, whose offense is rolling right now. Tempted pass falls out of the hands of Butts, but he gets it back, so that's going to be another loss. Number 10, Jacob Hendricks. In on the play, applies the pressure. That's going to be a timeout called by Park Heritage. They want to stop the clock, get an opportunity to get this football back. So it's 4th and about 19 to go for Fountain Central. Obviously, they're deep in their own territory here. The ball is spotted at the 25-yard line. Absolutely would anticipate that the football will be punted away here. That means Park Heritage is going to get the ball back about 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Clearly for them, that is more than enough time.
With the momentum and possible good field position, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, they've struggled all game here tonight, Stephen, but they've started to have some spark here in the fourth quarter. White has thrown the ball more efficiently. The receivers for Park Heritage has caught the ball. Some big-time catches on these drives. It'll be interesting to see what happens here as the game progresses.
So Jake Smith goes back. In punt formation, that was a name that we said an awful lot in the first half. Haven't been able to say it a lot here in the second, but he gets the punt away. It will travel out to around the 45-yard line where it hits a Mustang defender, but the ball will be downed at the 46-yard line, and Park Heritage will take over. So as you said, momentum clearly on their side. They're feeling it. You can see the crowd applauding over on the far side of the field. Those Park Heritage fans excited about what they have in front of them, an opportunity to drive. Score, win this football game. To be perfectly honest, at points in the first half, we never knew if we would see this offense get going. Fountain Central had the answer, shut them down, negative 4 yards in that first half. It has been a huge, huge difference here in the second. So credit Coach Moore, credit Coach Batty for his defense stepping up, not allowing Fountain Central to score here, and certainly credit the players that are out there playing for Park Heritage right now, as they've executed everything incredibly well. They've taken some bumps, some bruises here early on. They've stayed confident. They've stuck to what has worked for them all season long.
Got a flag on the play. False start by Park Heritage. It's going to be 1st and 15. If I'm Coach Moore, I look to go get the ball to Noble Johnson. He's had a great fourth quarter here, or Ben Link. Cruel has come up with some big catches, as well as Petrillo. But the freshman, Noble Johnson and Link, the senior, have came up big so far in the fourth quarter.
Spread formation for Park Heritage. White down the field looking for Cruel. He gets behind the defender. Pass is completed. That's going to be a huge gain. So take it from the 40-yard line of Fountain Central down to see where they spot it. Looks like it's going to be about the 20-yard line. So 40-yard pass and catch. 1st and 10 now for Park Heritage. We're down at 2 minutes to go. Clock is running. Tackle was made inside or inbounds. 20 yards to go for a Park Heritage score. Ball is handed off to Clay Barker. He'll go up the middle. He'll pick up about 2 yards. And, Jake, this becomes incredibly interesting. One of the things that we have said as well about Park Heritage all season long is you've got a diamond in the rough with Ben Link.
Yes, you do. Ben Link's got a wonderful leg. I would think in order to, for a field goal attempt that Coach Moore is going to feel comfortable with, they need to gain about maybe another 7 yards. They're keeping the ball on the ground, trying to use the clock.
That's another good pickup for Clay Barker. So a 2nd and 8, he picks up about another 4 yards. We'll bring up 3rd and 4. So as you say, keep the ball on the ground. You've noticed the play call is going conservatively. You know, you're going to pick up first downs if you can, but also at the same time, I think you're going to be content putting this on the leg of a senior in Ben Link to see if he can score the winning field goal. Well, Clay Barker, after the tackle, is going to stay down. You know, he was struggling early on, took a big hit from an earlier run, was up a little gingerly after that, and has not gotten up from this most recent tackle. But Clay Barker has had a great game. Not only defensively, he's certainly come in and filled the shoes very admirably as Trevor Rapp was knocked out early on. Have not gotten any update on Trevor. So Clay Barker now stands, and with the assistance of training staff, we'll head to the sidelines. So if you were just joining us, 15-15 is the score. Park Heritage down 15-0 at halftime, has put on 2 scores here in the fourth quarter to tie this ball game up. We have a minute and 15 seconds to go. Ball is spotted at the 15-yard line. It is 3rd and 4 for the Wolves, heading into their own end zone. So Barker with the last 2 carries comes out. That will leave Bollinger in. He gets another positive gain. Good job up front. Front line right now for Park Heritage. Controlling things, giving them the momentum that they need. So Bollinger picks up. Okay. Picks up 3 yards and going to be spotted just shy of the first down. So it's 4th down and inches.
With the clock winding down, we have 38 seconds, 21 on the play clock. So Coach Moore is going to elect to take the field goal here. He's going to call timeout with it's going to give the Wolves approximately 16 seconds to get the playoff. They're drying off the football over there, Steven, on Park Heritage's sideline, getting them a clean ball. Hopefully get a good snap and a kick. Park Heritage come out here with a win.
Well, there is the timeout called by Coach Moore. We're going to go ahead and keep it here just to kind of digest what it is that we have seen. So let's recap a little bit, Jake. You have halftime stats featuring 20 plays from Park Heritage, -4 yards, by far, I would say, the worst output that we've seen from that offense in the season. Credit Fountain Central's defense for what they were able to do in that first half. Had a lot of drops, you know, a lot of pressure coming up the middle. The front line just really wasn't giving Logan the time that he needed. And, you know, things looked pretty bleak at many points for Fountain Central or for Park Heritage from Fountain Central at many points throughout this game. But the second half has certainly been a different story. No doubt that Park Heritage has dominated the time of possession. They've been able to pick up a lot of positive yards. They've scored twice here in this fourth quarter in the second half to get things to where they are now, tied up at 15. There's 17.7 seconds on the clock. It's 4th down and inches. Ben Link is on to attempt what will be about a 27-yard field goal. And they are going to ice the kicker as a timeout will now come from Fountain Central. Well, this game has had just about everything. It's had tremendous defense. It's had hard hitting. Teams have been physical. We've seen some incredible plays. Going back to Ben Link's one-handed catch over here on the near side. Just absolutely everything you could ever hope for out of a high school football game. And you know, you hate to look too farly down the line, but I know after we watched Park Heritage and North Vermilion, Jake, we said, how cool would it be to see those two teams match up again when it comes to a sectional championship, which is where they would see themselves if they were able to get that far. Just two teams that played incredibly well. It was a 36-28 final, I believe, in that game. You know, I think a little bit of a surprise to some that North Vermilion was able to win that football game. We came here again, no doubt, that we knew there was going to be some physicality coming from Fountain Central. They have it every single year. We really didn't know what we would see, but we thought we'd see a good one. And sure enough, it has delivered in every single way. So once again, Ben Link walks them off. 27-yard field goal attempt for a victory to Park Heritage. The ball is up, plenty of distance, and it is no good. Wide left on the attempt for Ben Link from 27 yards out. So Fountain Central breathes a huge sigh of relief as they have a little bit of life left here in this ball game.
Yep, just pulled it left. The snap was high. The holder did get it down. He just pulled it a little bit left. You know, the snap and the hold is very essential. Good opportunity, but hey, we got more football left, and you know, we get a treat to another maybe possible overtime here, Steven. 15-15, 12 seconds left to play. Fountain Central looks like they're going to take a knee. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen here in this overtime. Tale of two halves. Really, Park Heritage's offense didn't get going here into the fourth quarter when the kids started making a lot of good plays. Krull made some great catches. Noble Johnson, great catch. And obviously Ben Link. So 15-15, going to overtime.
That is the end of regulation. The clock reads zeros. Park Heritage 15, Fountain Central 15. We are going to additional minutes here on our game of the week on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm. Working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you. In Covington on the Courthouse Square, and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Welcome back to 104.9 WAXI, Park Heritage Fountain Central, and a good one here. Regulation has ended. Score is tied 15-15. Captains have returned to the middle of the field for a second coin toss. So the way that an overtime period will work, the team that wins the coin toss will have the opportunity to decide if they would like to play offense, defense, or decide which goal they want to defend. They will spot the ball at the 10-yard line, and you will have four plays to attempt the score. And after one offense is gone, the other offense will have a chance to go out there and do the same. We'll go until we have a winner.
In other news, Stephen, I'd like to congratulate North Vermilion. They won. They beat Seager tonight. Don't know how the final score in front of me. But that win puts them as the conference champions for 2018. Congratulations to the Falcons.
So the Falcons do finish 8-1 WRC conference champions here in 2018. It looks like the Mustangs will be the first to defend. So they are defending the south end zone. Okay. So we are getting word from Greg next to us that Fountain Central did win the toss. They've elected to defend. And that's typically what you would want to do in a case like this. You defend first. You get an idea of what the offense is going to do. If you hold Park Heritage to just a field goal, then, you know, you can kind of game plan based on that. Or if they don't score at all, then you could play a little bit more conservatively for a field goal yourself if you would like. Logan White rolls out to the right. It's a great defense play once again from Fountain Central's corner on that side. I believe that's Gabe Riley.
So in the last place, trips to the right, Steven, White rolled out. They ran that little comeback route for Cruel. Incomplete pass. They had Johnson one-on-one. They're going trips to the left here. They got one-on-one with Cruel.
So, yeah, on that comeback play, you try to get into that defender, put him off balance a little bit. Then you break out to that near side pylon. Logan White, all sorts of pressure, is brought down in the backfield. That's number 12 in there on the stop. Jake Smith is in there. So Walker Hands, Jake Smith, continuing to make play after play for Fountain Central in this game. He's going to be dropped for a big loss. The ball started at the 10-yard line. They are now back to the 18. It's going to be third and goal from the 18-yard line. Once again, we are in overtime here. Game ended 15-15 at the end of regulation. Ben Link with an opportunity to win the ball game with 12 seconds to go. Misses a 27-yard field goal. Logan takes the snap. It's going to be a short pass to the left, but it is going to fall incomplete. So in a very, very difficult situation if you are Park Heritage and a play caller now for Coach Moore. The ball is spotted at the 18-yard line. It's fourth down. Looks like they're going to go to the kicking game once again. Give Ben Link an opportunity for redemption here. So as the ball is spotted at the 18-yard line, it'll be about a 35-yard field goal attempt. Steps it off. Much better snap. Kick is up. Looks like it's going to have the distance, and this time it goes through. Ben Link gets the field goal conversion. Park Heritage takes a 3-point lead at the end of their first offensive possession here in the overtime. So that's an 18-15 advantage for Park Heritage. Ben Link converts from 35 yards out. Fountain Central will now take over at the 10-yard line as well. They'll have their opportunity to score here. So this is, once again, why you play defense first, Jake. They know that they've got the stop. They hold Fountain Central, they hold Park Heritage to a field goal. So if you choose to do so, your play calls can be a little bit more conservative, knowing that if you kick a field goal, the worst-case scenario is you go into another overtime. You score a touchdown here, Fountain Central is going to be the victors of the ball game.
Here we go. We got Fountain Central going into trips on the right wide side of the top side of the field. We got one-on-one coverage with Barnett and Petrillo.
So Butts takes it. He's going to go off to the right side. Great lead blocking ahead, and it hits a huge gain for Nathaniel Butts. He's going to get down to, I believe it's going to be around the 2-yard line based upon the spot. So that is a huge first play for Fountain Central. It's going to be second and very, very short to go from them.
I got
so once again, Jake Smith goes to the backfield, and you're going to have a timeout called here. I believe this is going to be by Park Heritage. So that's a great, great play call from Fountain Central. They're certainly feeling a little enthusiasm, a little energy right now. That was a huge shot in the arm for that team. So the ball was spotted at the 10-yard line. They take Nathaniel Butts off the right-hand side following his blockers, picks up 8 yards, gets the ball down to the 2-yard line. So now you have three plays, Jake, second down, third down, and fourth down, just to gain 2 yards to pick up this touchdown and pick up a big win tonight against Park Heritage.
Yep. Great opportunity here for Fountain Central. They did a great job on that last play, ran the quarterback sweep. They controlled the edge. Great run by Butts. He lowered his shoulder. My guess is they're going to hand the ball to Jake Smith here. He's at 255. Park Heritage is going to, if you're on the defense, you want to stay low. You want to try to create penetration, push the defensive line back, and hopefully have your linebackers make the play if the ball is running up the middle.
So it is going to go under center for Butts. Jake Smith lined up, left side fullback. Gabe Riley back there as well. They do hand it off to Smith, but right now he is stopped up. Doesn't look like he has it. See if he gains even a little bit. Doesn't look like he gained much at all. Park Heritage stiffens up. B big stop there on second down. It becomes third down and two. Third and goal, excuse me, from the two-yard line. Looking for another big stop here. Do you go back to the run or do you try something different? We'll see what Fountain Central does.
I think they're going to give it to Smith again here, Stephen.
Now he's going to roll out to the right. He has a receiver open, but a defender steps in front of it, and it falls incomplete. I thought it was picked off.
That looked like it. Petrillo did an excellent job coming from the flat. Butts rolled. The guy was wide open. Petrillo came out of nowhere. It looked like he had the ball. Ball fell down. Incomplete pass. Fourth down and goal. I guess Fountain Central is going to call timeout.
All right, so once again, you look at that swing and momentum. The first down play, you pick up 8 yards. You're on the two-yard line. You're feeling absolutely good about where you're at. You've got three plays to gain 2 yards. You hand the ball off to Smith, expecting him to be able to power in. Park Heritage does a great job stopping them there. Picks up no gain that time. You fake the handoff to that left side, just like you're in. Butch rolls out to the right, throws a pass to an open player in the back of the end zone, but Petrillo dives in front of the receiver, makes a play, pass falls incomplete, and now you are at fourth down and two, down 3 points. If you go for it here and you don't convert, you're going to lose by 3 points. If you go for the field goal, you can tie, go into an additional overtime period, but we honestly have no idea what Fountain Central's kicking game looks like. So, very understandably, Coach Hall is going to call that timeout. They'll talk it over. I don't think we're going for another tie here, Jake. I think Fountain Central is going for it all. Fourth and goal. 2 yards to go for Fountain Central. If they score, they win the game. Park Heritage holds. They win tonight. Butts goes out to the right-hand side. He's going to be stopped. Park Heritage is going to win the football game on a huge fourth down stop in overtime. And they are absolutely flying onto the field, celebrating in the biggest way possible. A huge, huge win for Park Heritage. That is a great fourth down stop, and an incredible ball game ends in an incredible way.
Great play by Petrillo. Butts missed, ran to the right, dodged the tackler, looked like he was going to score. Petrillo came off the block, chopped his feet, stayed low, made a textbook tackle right near the goal line. Park Heritage comes out on top, 18-15.
One of the best high school football games we'll see, and we are excited that we had the opportunity to share that with you. If you did not get a chance to make it out to the football game tonight, hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it here with us. It was a treat for sure. Great way to close out the 2018 regular season of high school football. Well, Jake, we'll unwind here. We'll get our thoughts organized. We still have our post-game show coming up, sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. We'll look at everything that has been taking place here, evaluate what's gone on, share the jubilance of Park Heritage, look at stats, and we will get things set to go for next week as state tournament play begins here in Indiana. Congratulations, Park Heritage. They win tonight 18-15 in overtime. Stay tuned. Next up, Fountain Trust Company postgame show here on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Time now for the Fountain Trust postgame show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center. Stand by as we'll go over final stats and recap tonight's game.
This is Park and Vermilion County High School football on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome, football fans. This is the Fountain Trust Company post-game show. Park Heritage comes back in the second half, trailing 15-0 at halftime to win this one 18-15. With that victory, Park Heritage will finish the season at 7-2, with the loss, Fountain Central drops to 6-3. But just an absolutely incredible game. The first half was all Fountain Central. We couldn't say enough good things about what that team was doing and how they were executing. Park Heritage, a team offensively that had everybody stumped from week number one, and they were a team that could hit you running the football. They were a team that could throw the ball all over the yard. You have four or five receivers each week that are making positive contributions. As we looked at the stats from Logan White, as we said, he's leading 1A football by 600 yards passing the ball, and there's so many different things that this team does to hurt you, and you have to decide, are we going to put everybody in the box and try to stop the run, or are we going to play some softer defense and, you know, really hope that our front, our linemen, and our backers can create pressure and allow our secondary to either play a zone or line up in man and try to stop their receivers. There's no good answer to how you stop that, but Fountain Central found a way to do it. They were physical. They went out. They put some pressure on Logan. They made him very uncomfortable early on in the game. The receivers from Park Heritage were not as sharp as we've seen. They had some drop passes. Routes were not run as crisp. And we were questioning, is Park Heritage going to have an answer to those woes here in the second half? And they certainly found that answer. And I think that says a whole lot to the character of the kids, the character of the program, and what is being developed out there at Park Heritage. It's a huge win. A lot of admiration goes out to Fountain Central for their performance tonight. They took Park Heritage to the limit, no doubt about it. And, they had a great chance to win, but Park Heritage in the end finds a way to get that big defensive stand, make a play when they need to. Their defense bended quite a bit tonight, but it certainly didn't break in the end. And that's a sign of a championship football team.
Yeah, congratulations to actually both teams. It was such a well-played game by Fountain Central. Very physical up front. And really, in the fourth quarter, Park Heritage just started making plays and critical plays in the game. Congratulations to those kids. They did an awesome job. We'll mention a lot of those kids here this evening. A gutsy win for the Park Heritage Wolves for a great inaugural season for them.
Yeah, it truly has been a storybook performance. Truly going into the year, nobody really knew what to expect from the consolidation of Turkey Run and Rockville, both teams that have had a lot of pride in their athletics. Their communities have supported those kids through and through. And coming into, you know, the inaugural season of Park Heritage football, the times were not great for Turkey Run or Rockville. And I think there were some questions about how would this team look when it came together. And it came together more beautifully than I think anybody may have imagined. Maybe the coaching staff that had a chance to see these kids throughout the summer, the work that they put in, how their chemistry has built. But they finished the season 7-2, second in the conference behind North Vermilion, just an incredibly storied program over there in Vermilion County. And I think there is an awful lot to be happy for and prideful of. But the thing that has really stuck out to me since day one, the first time I saw this team play, is just how much joy they have in playing the game of football and how they enjoy playing for one another. There are plays where you're blocking downfield, and these kids are doing it with zest and enthusiasm. Very rarely do you see someone going out there and saying, I can't wait to make a big block for my teammate. And that's what we see out of Park Heritage and what they do, and that's why they're able to win some of these games and put so many points up on the board. Skill is there. The coaching is there. The energy is there. Support from the community is there. This team has everything that it needs to make a big run next week, but you know, you've got to go out and you've got to execute. Covington had a big win tonight. Obviously, Park Heritage just took care of business the first time they played the Trojans. So certainly, I'm going to assume that they're going to win that game. Fountain Central lost to Attica earlier on in the year. So who knows what will happen out of that game. We would love to see a rematch between Fountain Central and Park Heritage, but Attica clearly had the number of the Mustangs early on. You just don't know when you get to this time of the year. Every week matters. Every year is important. And I think that there are I think there are going to be opportunities for Park Heritage to continue to create and add to this story. And we certainly hope that their journey lasts as long as possible, along with some of our other schools that we do cover here in the area, as the sectionals do start next week. So Jake, as we look to continue on here in our Fountain Trust Company post-game show, we're going to look at stats when you get back. We still have to look at our Puget Industry scoreboard, check in some of the final scores throughout the area that that have come into us, and then we're going to get our what are they called? Our players of the game, the post-game players of the game for tonight as well. So still a lot going on. Once again, you're listening to the Fountain Trust Company post-game show here on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. The Fountain Central Mustangs are still meeting out on the field. Park Heritage has broken up their huddle a little while ago, but it's going to be one of those nights where I feel like it's tough to leave the field. You know, when you have such a big win, you know, the emotions of that, you kind of want to stay here and just dwell in that as long as you possibly can. But it's a beautiful moment. It's a cool opportunity for Park Heritage. And the key now for that team is going to be to refocus. You know, this is huge. It's been emotional. Obviously, it's going to be, I think, a memory that they take with them for a very, very long time. But as we said, the story is not over yet. They still have an opportunity to add to the chapters of what this storybook season has been for them. And, you know, you obviously want that to be positive. So enjoy this. Certainly take advantage of the opportunity to celebrate with friends, family, teammates out there on the field. But as you get back to practice, actually it starts tomorrow morning. You're going to have a film opportunity, some weightlifting, get that body healed, ready to go, because you have a big, big opponent coming up next week. And the same thing for, you know, for Fountain Central. They've got to remind themselves that they played one of the best teams in the conference tough. They were the better team for a large portion of the game, had a good opportunity to win the football game, but they don't come out on top tonight, and that's okay. I mean, there's going to be battles that take place. I mean, you're going to lose battles. You're going to fight. You're going to give everything that you have. You did everything that you needed to do except for scoring, in the last seconds of a game. And there's a lot of things that you can look back to go and change. But certainly hope Fountain Central doesn't lose their identity and what they were able to do to be successful tonight, because that was a good football team. We didn't know a whole lot about them coming in, but I was very impressed by what I saw. So wish them the best of luck next week as well. So, Jake, we'll go ahead and turn it over to you and allow you to share with us stats from tonight's ball game.
All right, from tonight's ball game tonight, Park Heritage wins the game 18-15 in overtime. In the first half, Park Heritage had -4 yards total offense. They had 156 yards for the game. So most of those came in the fourth quarter. Carrying the ball, Park Heritage had 11 carries for -30 yards. The only person who was in the positive category, we had two of them actually, Clay Barker and Austin Petrillo. Clay Barker contributed with 8 yards. Petrillo contributed for 1 yard. Those were the offensive statistics on the rushing side. Trevor Rapp did get injured in the game, did not play in the second half. And so in the second half of play, it was Logan White passing. He threw the ball tonight 40 times. Completed 21 of those for 186 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. His targets, his main target tonight was Noble Johnson. He had 10 receptions for 79 yards. One of those was a 7-yard touchdown. Austin Petrillo had 2 catches for 15 yards. Jalen Krull had 4 catches for 57 yards. One was a 40-yard completion. On the touchdown drive that they had, it was a big play in the game. to get the momentum back on their side. Ben Link had three catches. One of those was a one-handed touchdown catch for 20, which was a 21-yard, 20-yard touchdown. He had 37 yards receiving. Clay Barker had one catch for 7 yards. Ben Link led the team in scoring with 10 points. He had one touchdown, one PAT, and a field goal. And Noble Johnson had a touchdown and a two-point conversion. For Fountain Central, they had 181 yards total offense. They did an excellent job in the first half. They were winning 15-0. They on the rushing attack, they had 19 carries for 91 yards. Leading the way, carrying the ball, Nathaniel Butts had 23 carries for 39 yards. Brad Eads had 4 carries, 38 yards. Gabe Riley had 3 carries, 9 yards. And Jake Smith had 2 carries for 5 yards. Nathaniel Butts threw the ball 21 times this evening. He completed 8 receptions for and he had 90 yards receiving, or 90 yards passing, excuse me. His main target was Walker Hands. He had 4 catches for 36 yards. Aaron Barnett had 2. Brad Eads had 1 catch for 35 yards. For the Mustangs, Walker Hands had a touchdown. Aaron Barnett had a touchdown. Brad Eads had a two-point conversion, and Trent Hernandez had a PAT. Again, those are your stats here this evening, Stephen. It was 15-0 at halftime. Park Heritage had negative 4 yards total offense. Fountain Central did a great job controlling the game. The third quarter was pretty much neutral. And then the Park Heritage team did an excellent job making plays down the stretch to come out with a win, 18-15.
Thank you very much, Jake. We will take one final break here in our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. When we return, we'll take a look at our Future X Industry scoreboard, final scores from tonight, and we will give out our post-game awards one final time in the regular season, at least, for 2018 high school football. So we're not done quite yet. Stay tuned as we will continue Fountain Trust post-game show here after the break, here in just a few moments on 104.9 WAXI.
There's a beef stampede this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on T-bone and porterhouse steaks, ground beef, stew meat, round roast, chuck roast, New York steaks, and more. Pick up a Dole garden salad or coleslaw for a side. Check out more in the weekly flyer this week and every week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Hi. This is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships, where we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back one final time to Fountain Central High School. Fans, it was a good one. Park Heritage wins tonight 18-15 over the Mustangs. They come back big time in the second half, fourth quarter, score twice, and then the seal is a field goal in overtime. Defense comes up with a big stop, holding Fountain Central from scoring. Therefore, Fountain Central cannot convert in their overtime opportunity. Park Heritage, big win tonight. So looking at our Future X Industries scoreboard, we do have a few scores that have come in throughout the evening. Brebeuf finishes the night 35-0 over Terre Haute North. Columbus North with a huge win over the South Braves, 60-6. Once again, Terre Haute North, Terre Haute South to square off in 2 weeks as they begin sectional play after a week's break. North Central Farmersburg defeats Eastern Green tonight. That's 38-7 is the final there. And I believe it was Eastern Green that knocked off North Central last year to win the sectional. So that's a big game for North Central Farmersburg. Obviously, they've had a great season all year long, very much in the top 10. I believe they were sixth last poll that I saw. So they have a lot of momentum going to the state tournament. Linton Stockton, another win tonight. They move to 5-4 as they knock off Providence 35-14. Springs Valley at 2-6 gets a win over North Davies, 66-20. North Vermillion does wrap up conference for the WRC. They get a win tonight, 47-12. and they move to 8-1 on the year. Covington finishes 5-4 on the season as they knock off Riverton Park 42-6. Attica defeats South Vermilion. Final score there is 35-21. Northview, for the second time in school history, finishes the regular season undefeated. They go to 9-0 after a 32-22 victory over Indian Creek. Sullivan defeats Cascade 48-21. West Vigo, big win over Brown County 60-20. And South Putnam knocks off Owen Valley 36-0. The Patriots of Owen Valley finish the season 0-9. So that's a look at our FutureX industry scoreboard. For our post-game awards, we'll start off with our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. And that is going to go to Ben Link tonight. Ben Link finishes the game with 37 yards receiving, as Jake said, but contributes in a big way. Park Heritage scores 18 points total tonight, and he contributes 10 of those. He has one of the most incredible touchdown passes that we've seen all season long, one-handed grab out here on the edge to score the touchdown. He scores the PAT as well, and then in the overtime period, knocks in a field goal after missing, you know, one that could have won the game in regulation. That young man continued with his confidence, steps up, knocks in the field goal to give Park Heritage the three-point victory tonight. Player of the game goes to Ben Link. Our high-energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC, is going to go to Curtis Stoltz. Curtis Stoltz is just an absolutely incredible young man. His athleticism and just energy and enthusiasm is contagious. You can definitely tell that he is, can we call him a ringleader of what's going on out there? You know, he absolutely gets everything going, gets everybody excited about the defense that they're playing. And he put so much pressure tonight on Nathaniel Butts in times when it was needed that he really was huge in a big way. Full of energy, and he's a player that you can rely on every single night to bring it. And it's nice to be able to honor him and the things that he is able to do for this team. The fact, you know, that he has one more year should make Coach Moore very, very excited. And finally, our Ram Tough Hardest Hit of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton, has to go to Cole Jones tonight. His presence was absolutely key. It was vital. You know, the thing that, you know, that you love about Cole Jones is he's very, very content doing what he does, and that's just playing middle linebacker exceptionally well. He's the second on the team in terms of tackles. He has 80 on the year, averaging double figure tackles every game. But tonight he was just making plays. He's there where he needs to be. He's not a rah-rah player by any means. He's very even keel, very, you know, I guess unemotional, but he plays so well. He plays so hard. He's been a starter ever since he was a freshman at Turkey Run, and he's just done so many things for this defense over the year that is certainly admirable. So he had, I would guess, very close to double-digit tackles again tonight and came up with some big plays against an incredibly physical team in Fountain Central. He may be undersized, but that kid does not lack in heart in any way, shape, or form. So our Ram Tough Hardest Hit of the game, sponsored by the Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton, is going to go to Cole Jones. So that will wrap things up here from Fountain Central. Remind you, next week we are going to be at Covington as Park Heritage Wolves will take on the Trojans of Covington in the first round of sectionals. So very excited to be able to bring that game. Please tune in if you're not able to attend. We'd certainly like to thank Lee back in the studio for doing everything, making sure that we stay on track, bringing in those sponsorships when we need to. We want to thank all of those sponsors for helping this broadcast become possible, being able to support the young men of Park and Vermilion County. And we absolutely want to make sure that we thank those listeners as well for tuning in tonight. Had a great game for you. And it was very, very exciting for us in the studio, us in the press box. And we really hope that you found it as entertaining as we did. Certainly you're the reason that we do this. Want to make sure that we keep all of our local fans informed of what's going on with our local high school sports. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening. That's going to wrap things up here from Fountain Central and our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. If you didn't have a chance to hear the score, Park Heritage 18, Fountain Central 5 in overtime. Congratulations, Wolves, close out the season with a victory. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week for sectional action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as... Manhattan Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter.
Or
the insulator.
When adding insulation in my attic. My Electric Co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI has been brought to you by
Park County REMC, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Futurex Industries, Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, The Fountain Trust Company, Overpeck Gas in Covington and Marshall, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Valley Pro Construction in Clinton, your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGA stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company and Internet, serving Bloomingdale, Tangier, Rockville, and Coloma. Valley Professionals Community Health Center with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. BJ's Electronics, your local Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. WTHI-TV News 10, and by Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Listen for Park and Vermilion County High School football all season long on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.